The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
This week on Friday Night Football in North Georgia, we travel down the road to Lakeview Academy as the Lions celebrate homecoming as they take on the Knights of Bethlehem Christian out of Barrow County. It's been a great year for Lakeview. Even though the record's only 3-3, they're right there fighting for one of the top playoff berths in their region.
Watch down, does Birch. Birch going to hand off it. No, he's going to pass this time. Throws it right off the top. Got right. Ginger at the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lions!
It's the excitement of high school football as Lakeview Academy celebrates homecoming against Bethlehem Christian. It's time for the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. It all starts now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And hi, everyone. Welcome once again to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. Down the street from our studios in Gainesville is Lakeview Academy and Bethlehem Christian in a GIAA matchup here from Lakeview Academy, along with Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper Bell, Mike Warford with you here from the home of the Lions. And, guys, it's going to be a special night. It's a different brand of football that we're used to seeing in a lot of ways, but I tell you, the GIAA has a great brand of football, Joe.
They do. We've seen Lakeview the last couple of years, Mike, and they had an unbelievable season. Was it last year? Made it to the playoffs. Unfortunately, got sent away from home in the first round, even though they had a really good record, and got beaten the first round. But, you know, really good for Lee Coleman. They lost some guys from last year. They've only got five or six seniors this year. But, you know, the Birch boys are going to probably lead them, and the Dorsey and the Sean Dorsey. So it'd be interesting to see how they do against Bethlehem. They haven't beaten Bethlehem since Lee Coleman's been here, so that's one of those big things here on homecoming night. They want to keep it close till the end and maybe surprise them right there in the last few seconds of the game.
And, Harper, you've seen, from our vantage point, the size when it comes to the numbers out there for Bethlehem Christian, also the size of their players. It's going to be an interesting ballgame tonight.
Yeah, Mike, when I got the roster, I was immediately reminded of last year, and there were 27 guys on the roster when you sent it to me, and I literally counted it. And, Joe, the reason I did is because, can these guys practice? Can they have a full practice? Last year, I think they had 20, and they had to bring an equipment guy and maybe the water boy and maybe ask Mike to come in, just stand here and be a guy. Yeah. Because otherwise we can't go 11-on-11, or we're just going to go against air. And so it's such a – depth is absolutely critical at this level, absolutely critical. So when we did the game, I remember last year when we were here, one of the players went down, and that's like eight players going down on any other roster. It's just so – everyone is so valuable, and the size, the speed, it's catch as catch can. This is the hardest, in my opinion, the single hardest – high school coaching job that's out there, because you don't have you have plenty of small guys, right? There's no shortage of small guys, and there's no shortage of slow guys. But if you get a couple of guys that can run and have some size and some speed, you can try to make something good happen. And that's what, you know, the blessing of these two coaches and both these times in the GIAA, as Mike said, it's a different brand of football.
Well, and you try to get your, you know, you want the big guys on the line. But if your big guy is Joe size at 5'8", slow of foot, 195, 200.
You might be a starting tight end.
Exactly.
You could be.
You never
know. If you can catch.
Exactly.
If you can't catch, I'm going to put you at linebacker.
Exactly. Linebacker or center. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one advantage they have going here is that not only the great academics they have here at Lakeview Academy, but if you want to play football, you can play here immediately.
Exactly.
That's one big thing about, because there's always been some playing time here at Lakeview.
Well, we saw some kids move in, I think, in, you know, 2 years ago. They'd had the program a couple of years. Lee came on board, and they came over from adjoining county, moved right in, and boom, and were stars on Lakeview's team for 2 years because they could play football, and they had good size on them. They could play both sides of the football and didn't wear out by the fourth quarter.
And so right there, if you look at the white book, what we call the GHSA Constitution bylaws, it's different now than the GIAA. When they were in the GHSA, they had their attendance zone was Hall County. Also, they had Forsyth County.
Yep.
And they still run a bus here daily over to Forsyth County, mm-hmm. and students there go to school here, and you can play ball. So think about when you have seven public schools there in Forsyth County with a couple of private schools with what we have in Hall County, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you can end up saying, I want to go get the academics, and also I can play some ball here at Lakeview Academy. You can be one of their great players.
Well, you know, when the school started back in the, what, 70s, early 70s, uh-huh. and it came along, and it was just school, and then basketball started. It struggled a couple of years. Then they built it up. Ronnie Vandiver built the team up, had a couple of good players come through, and they've been competitive all the way through now.
Yep.
The girls program has gotten better over the years. You know, baseball's been pretty good with a state championship. Track and field, soccer has been good throughout their program. That was one of the first programs they had.
Yep.
Tennis was always big. And now they've added football several years ago. And John Simpson and the alumni and the faculty now are sold on wanting to build the program. You know, unfortunately, like we said, like Harper said, numbers hurt you a lot of times because you've only got X amount of kids here. It's not like you can walk down the halls and find anybody else because, well, you know, half of them are third graders and half of them's girls, and so it's really tough to get more folks in there.
Well, you find out that the numbers of people who are interested in playing football here, and think about being homecoming, it'll be great to see some of the former Lions here this evening as they gather for this special night here at Lakeview Academy. We've got much more for you coming up next here on the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Long Street Cafe.
Mary, did you know Long Street Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Now, back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here with the Long Street Cafe pregame show, Joe, Gary, Harper, Mike with you. And one thing about it is, it's always great to be able to present a little different kind of programming for you here at 97.5 Glory FM. Plus, on top of that, in the GHSA, we've got Fly Branch, Northall, Chesapeake, Lumpkin County, White County, all of the evening off getting ready for their home stretch. Only three games in Hall County this evening, and that features this game, Cherokee Bluff and West Hall, and also Johnson playing Dawson County this evening. So hopefully we have a lot of people here involved in this ball game this evening. And Joe, I think they'll hopefully find out very quickly that football's football.
Exactly. You're still going to hit. You're still going to get out there and play. Your goal is still to coach or to score, kick the field goals or the extra points, all that. So your goal is still the same as what you see on Friday night with North Hall and Dawson County. You know, it just might be on a smaller level, smaller kids or whatever. Of course, as we said a minute ago, those kids from Bethlehem Christians are quite large. So, you know, it's it's going to be a tough chore for Lakeview Academy tonight, but they've got some athletes and some skill positions. If they can stay healthy all night, they might just pull this one out.
There was a story a couple of years ago. North Gwinnett was getting off the bus at, let's say, Lowndes or Troop County or someplace. It was a playoff game, and one of the assistant coaches tells it like this. The assistant coach was making sure every guy gets off the bus. He goes, okay, your defense, you go in the left side of the locker room, and then you go on the right side of the locker room, and then you go over here. And he was telling all the kids, and there was these old codgers, these old guys that probably didn't have any hair on their head, and they were chewing tobacco and watching the North Gwinnett team come off the bus. And when the last one had got there, and the coach had explained where everybody needed to go, these two old guys look at each other, and they go, we're going to beat this team 100-0. Because the eye test was they don't have any size, whatever. Well, it was 38-6 in the third quarter, and the coach was saying, I wish I could have found those two old guys to let them know my kids are tough, they're fast, and good luck catching them. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so there's difference. It's not always the fight and the dog that is a difference, but in this case, with smaller guys, there better be some fight in the dog.
Yeah. I think both teams have that. On any given Friday night.
Yep. Exactly.
Or Saturday or Sunday, any given Sunday, right, Mike? You know, exactly. We're going to borrow that line from the movie and apply it to a Friday night. But, you know, yeah, there's not a whole lot of guys that are going to get D1 scholarships, and there aren't a lot of Urban Meyers that are going to come watch these games. But it doesn't matter. They're still going to have a great time. They're going to have fun and memories all of their life and friends that they'll make hopefully for the rest of their lives as well.
Well, I think that's the bottom line right there, Harper, is these kids still want to play football. You know, they want to play the sport while they're in high school. You know, these are the formative years, but they want to enjoy. They want something to remember back. You know, when I was in high school, I remember at Pickens County, I was a manager on the football team with Big Jim Lofton, and it comes a timeout, and he says, Joe, go. So I go with my water bottles. I get out there, and one of the players says, no, it's not a timeout. So I sprint back the other way because it's not a timeout. And I'm like, was I the 12th man? Yeah, what was going on there? Because I fell out of place, and so it was just I had to learn when I could be there and when I can't. And these guys want to be there. I always wanted to do it. It was something that after I got going, as far as being a manager and a trainer for the sports, something I enjoyed doing.
Well, hey, we're going to take a timeout. The national anthem being played here. We're back in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you. This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight, God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you've blessed these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you. Help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And back here at Lakeview Academy, as we get ready for the kickoff of the nice GIAA Region 4 AAA Quad A game between the Knights of Bethlehem Christian and the Lakeview Academy Lions. Lakeview Academy is a unique situation. They're the only Class AAA team in this region. Mm-hmm. And because of the geography of the GIAA, they play every game in this region against schools that are bigger than them. You see how it is right there with the enrollment. Mm-hmm. Playing a Quad A school here in Bethlehem Christian, which is undefeated in the region, and they have George Walton Academy at the end of the regular season, probably to determine the region champion at that time after Lakeview lost to George Walton down in Monroe a couple of weeks ago. And so also Lakeview's got a short week this upcoming week. They're back in action on Thursday here as they take on Kings Academy coming up on Thursday evening. And we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. But the Lakeview's 3-3 on the season, where the Knights of Bethlehem Christian are 5-2, but they are 4-0 in region play. And, Joe, you see really the struggle that this Lakeview Academy team has with the nearest AAA team they face is down in Middle Georgia in Macon. But according to Coach Lee Coleman, was talking to him on game plan, is that the way things work out, 10 teams make the state playoffs. There's only 12 AAA teams in the GIAA. So 10 of them make the playoffs.
Right.
They're going to make me one of those 10 teams. The thing is, they want to get a first-round game here at Lakeview at the end of the month when they start playing the playoffs here in the GIAA. So it's going to be interesting to see how important this ball game is for this season, because last year they went 9-1 and got a first-round bye and had to go on the road down to Deerfield, Windsor, and Albany and lost that opening round game. So he says, okay, I got a better chance of playing a game instead of getting a bye and playing the first round game and getting a victory. Then we'll see what happens when you're down to the final eight teams.
Well, you know, they got to be in the top five out of those 10 to be able to host one. And so I know they want to, that's their goal, is to be able to host a home
playoff. The first round, you can be 7-8, because you play 9-10. Then you get going, because the first six schools get byes in the first round of the state playoffs.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then you go from that standpoint.
I got you. Well, you know, that's a goal of every team. They want to host a playoff game or two or three and then advance, keep advancing, win in advance. If you go take up some of the coaches' monikers, they want to win every Friday night. If they can win every play and win every Friday, Gary, they get ready for the postseason, don't they?
Well, and Lakeview hasn't had a whole lot of success against Bethlehem Christian. Matter of fact, they're 0-3 versus the Knights. But they're both coming in off of wins. Lakeview won over Riverside 27-6 last week. Bethlehem Christian beat Athens Christian 17-11. For Lakeview, Carrie Burts ran for two touchdowns and threw for one. Riker Kohler had a pair of touchdowns in that win over Riverside. And on the part of the Knights, some of their weapons, Sia and John had 105 receiving yards and a touchdown. Quarterback Harrison Godwin, 213 yards and a couple of touchdowns. A year ago, Bethlehem Christian won this game 17-0. So I think the Lions would like to get a little bit back on that. But to pick up what you guys were talking about earlier, you know, when you go to Lakeview, you know, number one, you're going to get a great education.
Mm-hmm.
No question about that. And Harper was talking about the things that you form, the friendships that you form that'll sometimes last you your whole life when you're in high school playing football. And we talk about the life lessons, you know. Most of these guys are not, as you said, they're not going to play at the next level. A few of them will, but most of them will not. But, you know, why do we play sports? Is it to send somebody on to the next level when most of the kids that play won't do that? Or do you play it for other reasons, kind of tangible kind of reasons that come into, can have tangible effects on down the line? I think that's what you do. And when I see this crowd out here tonight, I know that they're playing for a lot of the good reasons that you play for high school athletics.
A lot of these kids, and the majority, and Mike may know the exact number, but the majority of these kids are going to go on, or can have the opportunity to go on to college, but it's usually academically, Michael.
Oh, absolutely.
They have a very, very good academic program here, and they've been able to send kids on academically to colleges throughout the years, whether it be in the regular academics of English and math and social studies, or it could be in the arts, it could be in the sciences, it could be whatever. And you know, you've had a couple of kids going and play college ball somewhere on the small level, but they still have good grades, and that makes a huge difference for these guys.
So instead of talking trash, when someone says something to Lakeview, I'm going to kick your butt, and he goes, no, someday you're going to be working for me, or someday I'm going to be your doctor.
Yeah.
I'm going to be your doctor, and you better be careful about what you say to me now, because
I'm going to be your orthopedist.
That's
later,
right. Buddy. I'm going to be the one to do that surgery on you. You don't want to say anything bad. No,
all right,
you're right, man. You're
ready for starting lineups?
Yes, sir, I am. As I have them, we'll go from Lakeview Lions on offense side. We'll go from the offensive line. We'll have Christian Fragosa as a tackle. On guard is William Anderson, number 52. Fragosa's 50. Number 60, Brody Linder is the center. 66, Landon Beasley's a guard. Wynn Billingsley is a tackle. Tight end in slot position. He'll flip-flop between the two is number 2, Brooks Farmer. Wide receiver is number 3, Nashawn Dorsey. Makai Birch, number 7. And Nolan Idle, number 12. Quarterback will be Kiari Birch, number 1. And running back will be Riker Kohler, number 11. Defensive side from Bethlehem Christian, defensive ends, the 39, Bennett Robbins, 70, Gavin Rice, defensive tackle, 63, Cooper Nix, 50, Garrett Jester. Those are the defensive tackles. Linebackers will be Asa Swift, number 12, 34, Will Toller, and number 2, Will Sunderland. Defensive backs will be 18, Colton Caldwell, Braden Caldwell, number 5, number 15, Coleman Cavaretto, C.J. Peoples, number 6, will be the last defensive back. And we'll get our captains real quick for Lakeview. I've got being number 66, Landon Beasley. We've got number 1, Kiari Birch. Looks like number 6 in there, Aiden Labuti. And the other man is going to be number Riker Kohler, number 11, will be the last one. On the other side of the football, Bethlehem Christian. Across the line will be tackles, 54, Carson Navarro. Grant Goodman, number 53. 58, Chap Cagle, the guard. Khalil Spears, number 61, a guard. Eli Clanton, a center, number 75. Tight ends will be 13, Krug Chonko. Number 4, Sam Autry, a wide receiver. Hayden Mezels, a wide receiver, number 19. And 0, Zion John, wide receiver, quarterback, Harrison Goodwin, number 14. Number 3, Adian Grady. We'll go down to Gary now and get the captains and get the coin toss.
All right. Our referee tonight, the man in the white hat, is Corey Collins. Umpire David Williams. Head line judge is David King. Line judge Stephen Allen York. Field judge Clyde Mydell. Side judge Benjamin Halsey on the clock. Electric clock is Al Meeks. Play clock for Michael Barrett. Let's hear from Corey Collins.
On and off the field. All right. You got any questions coming to us? You got any questions coming to you, okay? All right. Since you're the home team tonight, we're going to let you call in the air, okay? All right. You got the GISA State Championship coin. This is heads, this is tails, all right?
Yes,
call it out for me. Ready?
I heard tails.
All right.
All right. So Lakeview has won the toss, turned up heads, and they will defer. And we're just about ready for some football. But guys, look at that. Where else are you going to see in places in Hall County that sky that looks like that? Can you believe that? What a gorgeous sunset.
Beautiful sunset with the
blue. Coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM, it's time to kick things off as Lakeview Academy takes on Bethlehem Christian on Friday Night Football in North Georgia.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, and by Longstreet Cafe. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
And we're at Lakeview Academy, home of the Lions, getting ready for the kickoff of today's ball game. And to bring you the play-by-play, get the picture here, it's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. I'm sending some pictures over to Nathan right now as we can get ready for some football here. All in orange with the navy blue trimmed in white with the white helmets is the Lakeview Academy Lions. White tops, silver pants, silver helmets will be the Knights from Bethlehem Christian. They'll come out on the field. Bethlehem Christian will be back to catch it first. And for Lakeview, they'll kick it off first. For Lakeview kicking, we have Bora Ozelik back to kick it. And receiving for Bethlehem Christian. Get my binoculars out here. We've got number 15 is back to catch it. That's going to be Coleman Cavaretto. And the deep man looks to be number 8, Joshua Douglas. For the Bethlehem Christian Knights. They'll line it up. Ozelik will get ready to kick it. As they line it up, all in Arnold and orange with the white helmets, Lakeview Academy, the officials are ready. They'll kick it from the 40. They're going from right to left as you look at your radio dial here in the first. Bethlehem Christian will be going from right to left. As a worm burner down, the guy, number 44, is going to fall on it right there. Caleb Britt, one of the upbacks, a freshman, falls on it around the 35-yard line. That's where Bethlehem Christian will have it, first and 10.
I wonder if Lakeview saw something in the game video, Joe, that made them do that.
Probably just didn't want a long return on them, I would imagine. Yep.
Afraid that maybe they've seen somebody break some long returns and didn't want to kick it to the deep back.
Mm-hmm. Bring it, the 34 is where they'll spot it, first and 10. Harrison Goodwin will be the quarterback. Adrian Grady will be this one lone setback. You'll have a couple of three wideouts all on the far side. It'll be John, Mezels, and Autry on the far side. Chonko is the tight end. There's the snap. They'll hand off to Grady. Grady busts through the line to the 40 and brought down around the 42-yard line. Picks up about 7 or 8 on the first carry. It'll be second down and about 2 after the first play. Nashawn Dorsey in on the tackle, one of the defensive backs for Lakeview.
Yeah, you're talking about some sizes here. We've got some heights and weights on some of these guys. Dorsey listed at 5'8", 145. The back saw a hole, didn't he, guys? He saw a crack and got 9 yards out of that.
Got off that line right there. Wide outs on either side. Quarterback Goodwin's going to hand off to Grady. Grady finds a hole. He gets across the 45, pushing. He's met by a host of guys, but up near the 49, he gets about 5 more, and he'll have the first down at the 49. Tackled by Dorsey again. Tackle number 2 for Nashawn. First down for the Knights from Bethlehem Christian.
Landon Beasley at the bottom of the pile. He's a 5'10", 200-pound defensive lineman, one of the few 200-pound-plus guys that Lakeview's got.
They'll bring it to the line again. You'll have 1, 2, 3 wideouts on the near side. One of those will be John. You'll also have Autry and Mezels. Aiden Grady in the backfield. He split out wide. They sling it over here to number 19. That's going to be Hayden Mezels. Mezels is going to get across the 50 down to about the 48. And tackle that time by William Anderson for Lakeview Academy.
Him around the waist and just slung him to the turf. And I got to say, this is natural turf here tonight, guys.
You like that? We were chatting about that last week. You won't get all the shoes full of pebbles tonight.
That's right. It's better on these old knees and ankles of mine, too.
I hear you, brother. Second down about we'll call it a short 8, a long 7. Ball's on the 48. Asa Swift now is a setback on the right-hand side of the quarterback. Asa will get the handoff. He'll go across the 45, dragging a guy all the way down to about the 41. It'll be close to the first down. I think they got to get all the way to the 40. Spot will be around the 40. Spot at the 42. Got to get to 41. Will Anderson again on the tackle for the Lions.
Yeah, it was a little hesitation in the backfield that time, Joe, but I don't think that was worked out anyway.
About 6 yards on the carry, third down and 1 now. They're driving with 9:54, Bethlehem Christian is. Goodwin, the quarterback, with Asa Swift on his left-hand side. 2, 3 wideouts. Clap their hands. A guy moved, but I don't know if it came off sides first. A couple of
I think they
offside
drew.
Yeah. They drew them off right there on the snap.
Yeah, drew them off.
Clapping the hands, got them off sides. That'll give an easy first down, 5 yards in a first down, and move it down inside the 40 to the 36 and a half, almost a 37. It'll be first and 10 for the Knights.
Yeah, you just got to watch that kind of stuff this far into the season. This is your seventh game, so.
Well, you can't shoot yourselves in the foot. And,
that's right.
They've had a fair amount of turnovers, both interceptions and fumbles this year. Josh Douglas in the backfield now, keeping those fresh hands back there. Going to hand off to Douglas, number 8, across the 35, trying to get down to the 30, and does. They're still up on in the air, and he gets knocked down to the 30. Kiari Burch is going to come in and make the tackle. Going to be about 3 yards short of the first down. Second down and 3. Got 7 on the carry. Rocker Kohler in on the tackle for Lakeview Academy. 9:06 now and running here in the first quarter. As Gary said, a beautiful night for football. Had a lot of pinks and reds up there with the sun reflecting off the high clouds. Luckily, tonight, Harper, no rain, no weather in the area.
What about lightning?
Yeah, none of that either.
Josh
Douglas going to pass it out to the far side, going to catch it over there. Man's trying to bring him down. He loses control or lost the tackle on him. He's going to get across the 35, or excuse me, across the 30, the 25 down inside the 20, it looked like. Right, Saint John.
Yeah, seeing.
Seeing John.
Like CNN, but
yep.
Seeing.
Seeing John.
You only call him Sean because it's S-I-N, but it's mm-hmm. Seeing.
He is number 0.
Joe, they just couldn't grab him that time. Yep. They kept losing the handle on him. I saw him grabbing at him, and they just couldn't grab him until Burch finally got a little bit of a handle on him and slowed him down. The rest of the lines came up to help out.
We got one guy, got him out there. He's going to lose yardage, and he got out of his grasp and kept going. Passed that over here to this side and dropped. That time, number 3, the intended receiver, Grady, came out of the backfield and catch a little flare pass out, and it's going to be, coach is saying, is that a lateral or passing?
I think it's a pass.
Yeah.
It led him just a little bit too far,
mm-hmm.
but it was a catchable ball. Those are the kinds you got to catch. The ones that are close, you got to come away with it.
Second down and 10 now for the Knights. 1, 2, 3 wide outs. We've got Grady back next to the quarterback. Good one. He takes it, hands off to Grady. Grady has it. He's trying to bounce off to the left side. He does. He's going to be down inside the first down marker. He'll have the first down inside the 10 around the 8-yard line, it looks like.
No spot close to the 6.
Okay.
Got a difficult angle here. We're really low. And
we're right on the 50, but we're only about 20 yards, about 10 yards up in the air.
Yeah. Very unique. So our perspective is a little different, but Gary, I'm thinking the ball's just outside the 5-yard line at the 6.
Yep, at the 6-yard line. Gary going to get in right in on the action out there. He can follow it from end to end.
He's going
to
tell the referee that whether or not he's doing the right stuff.
That's it. Aiden Grady with a setback. He'll get the ball again, carry it right in the middle. They hit right there at the 5 and push back. Big tackle right there by Lakeview Academy. Looked like one of the backers came up right there. Riker Kohler, yeah, linebacker, number 11, came up and stuck him right there at the line of scrimmage. No gain on it. Maybe a half a yard down to the 5. Second down and goal.
Yep, dead even on the 5. Far side hash.
Goodwin will bring him up again with one setback back there with him. That's going to be Idle. They hand off to Idle. Idle, no, he's going to pass it over to this side. Incomplete. Intended receiver that time was Chonko, and Chonko threw it over his head trying to get out there, and he's covered back there by number 6, Aiden Labuti.
I'm a little curious why they went to the air. You know, they've just been pounding it down their throat, and their passing tonight has been a mixed bag, to be sure. Have they completed one?
Yes, they had one on the far side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, a mixed bag.
Yeah. Goodwin brings them up with one running back. That's going to be Grady. 1, 2 wide outs. One on the far side, 2 on the near side. One on the far side is in motion. Quarterback Goodwin gets it. One man chasing him. He throws it late. Oh, ran out of his hands. Intended receiver was Hayden Mezzles and went right through his hands. He had to dive for it. It led him a little bit too much. Incomplete. It'll bring up 4th down and goal. They'll probably bring on their kicking team to attempt the point here. That will be Jamison Kraft, number 36.
Well, Harper, they kept going downfield, running the football, then decided to go to the air, and not as affected there with the Lions' defense.
Yeah, Goodwin's been missing long. He's been throwing it out of their reach, so this is going to be about a 21-yarder?
24. 20, might be 21, 20, somewhere in there, in the 25. The snap, the hold, the kick is up plenty long enough, and it is between the uprights and good. 3-0 Knights with 7:12 remaining in the first.
It goes around 65 yards on a 10-play drive for the Knights. 3-0 in favor of Bethlehem Christian. We're back in 1 minute with the kickoff here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back here at Lakeview Academy, Knights go down and score an opening possession, get a 3-0 lead. You'll have Nashawn Dorsey and Nolan Idle back deep. The kicker is Jamison Kraft for the Knights. He'll tee it up at the 40. Long, high, end-over-end kick going to come down to Idle around the 8 to the 10, 15, 20. One guy bounced off of him to the 25, the 30, the 35. Still pulling guys all the way out to around the 40, 41-yard line. Good return by Nolan Idle. Joshua Douglas on the tackle for the Knights. He came up the sideline in front of you, Gary. Did a nice job right there getting away from some guys.
Yeah, and until finally, I think it was 81 who finally hit him, Dylan Smith. Grabbed him around the waist. He bounced off several ones, but I think Smith was the one who finally corralled him and brought him down. But a good return. Lakeview's got good field position to start out.
Right on the 40-yard line. Nose of the football, touches it. First possession for Lakeview. You will have Kiari Birch is the running back. Riker Kohler is the running back. All set off to one side. You got a slot and three wide outs. Hands off to Kohler. Kohler bounced off the 43 out to about the 45. Ran the ball nicely. The line up there, that's Will Toller in on the tackle for Bethlehem. And that line of Anderson, Fragoso, Linder, Beasley, and Billingsley did a nice job getting a little bit of a push and getting a hole out to the 45. It'll be second down, 5 yards to go for the Lions. 6:38 now here in the first quarter. Lakeview homecoming, 2025. Kohler in the backfield. Four wideouts, three on the near side. Farmer in a slot position. With the three on this side. And they're going to blow it dead right there. Must have had somebody move a little early. Side judge on this side is going to tell the white hat what's going on. Illegal procedure, and that will nullify those 5 yards they gained and push them back. And it'll be second down and 10. False start. It'll all be placed at the 40, second down and 10 now for the Lions. They'll go with the same play again. You've got Dorsey, Farmer, and Idle on one. So Dorsey's on the far side. Mo Makai Birch is on the far side. You got Dorsey, Farmer, and Idle on this side. Hand off to Kohler. Kohler only gets a yard, maybe a yard and a half that time. He's brought in there by number 50, Garrett Jester, with a tackle. He gets about a yard, maybe third down and 9. So that penalty hurt him unless they can get up there, get the first down, and get up there close to the first down, which has got to be made to midfield.
And Joe, quickly for Harper, you can see the same guys playing offense, defense, the difference in trying to tackle and a block for your guys.
Yeah, you know, the same guys having to go both ways, you know, you got to be in shape, that's for doggone sure. Third and 9, Kiari takes it, rolls out to the far side, looking to pass, throws it, he almost intercepted, man alive. That defensive back on the far side, Cavaretto, stepped right in front of the intended receiver, Makai Birch.
Hit him right in the hands.
He did. Got lucky. Makai was going to play defense pretty quick there. He jumped over and dogged him down into there, and you're going to have Brady Taylor come in and punt right now for Lakeview as they can't make the first down. They'd be fourth down and 9 from the 40-yard line, 41-yard line.
Well,
Brady Taylor.
As opposed to Lakeview. I think they've got three guys that are 200 pounds. Bethlehem Christian's got a lot of them.
A lot of them, exactly. Taylor, no rush, got a good hang time right there. He's going to come down and call a fair catch. Oh, it bounced off a white guy, and you're going to be a white jersey guy who fell on it. They're saying that Lakeview fell on it right there. It bounced off number 11, and Lakeview gets the recovery at the 40-yard line of Bethlehem.
I think it's Nashawn Dorsey, number three, who pounced on that ball.
Bounced right off Max Starkey, who's back as a gunner for Bethlehem. It hit off him as it hit. The fair catch guy had already waved fair catch, and when it hit the ground, it hit and hit the guy in the white jersey, bounced over, and Lakeview with new life at the 40 of Bethlehem Christian.
Wasn't a very good punt. It was about 25 yards or so, but, hey, who cares, right?
That's right. Get that outcome. First down and 10 now. Four wideouts, three on the far side this time. Burt's going to take it, through it a little high for his receiver on there. Didn't get close to receiving. You got Nolan Otto was the intended receiver on the far side.
The ball kind of drifted away from quarterback Birch and kind of sailed a little bit. Idle had to go get it, and he bumps right into the cornerback. Incidental contact. There was no penalty for either one of them. They're both going for the football.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Ball on the nose of the football is right on the 40-yard line off Bethlehem Christian. We're at the 5 minute and 17-second mark of the first quarter. Birch in the shotgun with Kohler beside him on his right side. One man in motion. That's going to be the other Burch. Chiari takes it 10. Down to the 30, the 25. Finally brought down around the 20-yard line. He's got to protect that football. He's carrying it out there like a loaf of bread. He can't do that. Got to hold on to that rascal.
Braden Caldwell bulldogged him. That was a design play all the way. Mm-hmm. Put his brother in motion, Joe, just to fool him. But Chiari took off down the field and got it down to the 20 in the red zone.
And Harvey talked about, too, smart football here for the Lions.
Well, when you're not throwing the ball very well early, do something that you do well in a quarterback draw. Obviously, 20-yard pickup, I'll take that any time. First down.
Chiari with a man in motion going to hand off to Kohler. Kohler fights for yardage, gets about 3 or 4 yards down to about the 25-yard line. Leave him about 4 on the carry. Second down, 6 yards to go for the first down.
He had about 6 people on the tackle. He was backing into him there for that last yard or two, trying to shove the pile. Boy, the other thing that you notice in the starting line, Joe, is that Bethlehem Christian doesn't have anybody going both ways, at least to start
right.
The game.
Yep, on the start
two
line
complete different teams.
Mm-hmm. Birch in the shotgun, takes it, looks to pass, got men coming on him. They throw a little inside screen, gets it over there to Dorsey, I think, yeah. And Dorsey might have got a yard out of it, if that much.
Well, he was
nothing on that.
He was smacked
incomplete.
Immediately by Khalil Spears.
Incomplete.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. Incomplete.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, third down at the 25.
The fact that Spears is 6'1", 265, and hit you when the ball got there might have had a little bit to do with that being incomplete.
Probably so.
But, Joe, you heard Coach
balls at the 15.
Talking about the game plan, about the problems they've had inside the red zone.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You got to keep control of it. The ball's down at the 15-yard line, third down in about 5 to go.
That was a bit of a dangerous pass,
one,
too.
1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Chiari takes it, throws it long, deep fade into the far corner. Did he catch it?
He caught
touchdown,
it.
Touchdown, Lions! Nashawn Dorsey on the fade on the far end. He beat his man over there nicely, Harper, and caught a nice little floater from his quarterback, Chiari Birch, over the shoulder for the TD.
Dorsey did a nice job at about the 5-yard line of realizing the ball was going to be close to the boundary on the outside, and he waited and then separated at the last minute and catches the ball with both feet in, even though you only need one at the high school level. Excellent catch, and wait for late separation from the cornerback to where only he could be able to catch that ball.
Oselic, number 15, the kicker to attempt the extra point. The kick is up, low, flat line drive, but it's good. 7-3 Lakeview with 4:06 remaining in the first.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Lakeview has the lead, 7-3. Let's see if they can keep the lead, Joe.
Ozelek will kick off back deep for Bethlehem Christian. You got John. They're going to hit that one in the air deep. Going to come back down to number 15, Cavaretto. Cavaretto's going to come up the sideline to the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, and knocked out of bounds across midfield at the 48-yard line of Lakeview. Holy cow, what a return, fellas. He caught it inside the 20 and then sprinted up the near sideline and got out to the 48-yard line of Lakeview.
Yeah, he got outside the last guy that is the safety, the guy that's got contained. And his job is basically don't let anything get outside of me. And guess what it does? And it's a big play.
Yep.
Return all the way into Lakeview territory at the 48-yard line.
Goodness. All the way on the stop. And he had a crack up that sideline, but Lakeview finally closed it down. I thought he might have took it to the house.
You got Goodwin and Grady in the backfield. 1-2 wideouts on the far side, the near hash mark. One guy on the near side is a wideout. Going to hand off to Grady. Grady trying to get it. He does. Down to the 30 and finally knocked down around the 30-yard line. He crossed the 40 and got down to about the 30-yard line before he's knocked down. Looked spotted at the 32. Big 18-yard or about a, let's see, 15-yard carry. Yeah. And a big first down run for Bethlehem.
Well, you pulled two of those linemen, and they're not the biggest you've ever seen, but they sure look big here. They both on the right guard, the right tackle. They pull to the left, and they kick everybody out. And Grady had a huge hole to cut in between and underneath that. Back in the middle of the field, he picks up 16.
You got Goodwin with Grady on his right side. 1-2 wideouts, 3 wideouts, 2 on the far side. Goodwin looks to pass, looking, throws it far side. He got Balls hit, up. The ball came out. I think it's going to be an incomplete pass. It is. The man caught it for Bethlehem Christian, but it got knocked out.
Seeing John.
Now, seeing John caught it, but then on the far side, one of the D-backs, Labuti, I believe it was, came over there and rocked him, knocked it loose for an incomplete pass.
Boy, he lit him up. I tell you, I thought for a minute there that was complete and that was going to be a fumble, but I guess the official ruled he didn't have possession long enough.
If we were on Sunday afternoon, it might have been a completion and a fumble. You never know.
Interesting review of that one, wasn't it?
Second down, 10 yards to go, 3:16 left in the quarter. Lakeview leads it 7-3. Goodwin puts his back in motion. He's got a man. He's going to throw it short. Back there gets it to 0. John with a big hole far side gets the first down across the 25. Across the 20, excuse me, down to about the 18, maybe 19. Be another first down for Bethlehem Christian.
Boy, and Nashawn, he's all over the field. He made that tackle.
Nashawn's having to play everywhere tonight. Him, Kiari, Makai. First down and 10. Ball will be marked at the 19. Is that right? 19-yard line?
Yeah, right at the 19. Far side hash.
Goodwin steps up, takes the clap, hands off to his running back, Grady. Grady steps through there, and he's hit hard. That big nose tackle right there. Joshua Douglas was the running back, but the nose tackle, I think that was Beasley that knocked him down right there.
Yeah.
Good job by Landon.
They list him at 200. I think he might tip the scale a little more than 200 pounds.
I'm not at 200. He's a little heavier than I am.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm a long way away from the young man. Yeah. And I mean that respectfully, Landon. I don't want your body slamming.
Oh, yeah. Well, when he took him to the ground, he fell on top of him. That was a load.
Asa Swift down the backfield. Second down and 8. Goodwin takes the snap. Hands off to Swift. Swift's going to carry it right up the middle. Big hole. Gets about 5 or 6. Down to about the 11 or 12-yard line. Still going to be short. Ryder Kohler is going to make the stop. Give him about 5. It'll be 3rd down and 3.
They got to watch that tackling high, Joe. That was you get trouble, grab a face mask or a horse collar.
Well, and the thing about it is you grab him up high and you don't know where that arm may go. That guy may move just enough for all of a sudden you grab a horse collar, like you said, or grab a face mask inadvertently. Third down and three with Swift back in the backfield off to the left of his quarterback. Linehan, nope, they're looking to pass right over the middle. Intercepted! Intercepted by the Lions right there around the five-yard line. That's going to be Mekhi Burks, the quarterback and defensive back number seven. Picked it off. He stepped right in front around the five and brought it back out to around the 10 or 11. Big defensive play by the senior quarterback, defensive back, Mekhi Burch.
I tell you, I don't know how he came down with that ball. It just sort of popped up, didn't it?
Yeah.
And he reached up, I think, with one hand and pulled it to him.
We're almost at head level as far as looking out there, Harper, and I couldn't really see, but I saw him move. Looked like he was moving in front, and he, boom, all of a sudden he was there, and it bounced off him or somebody right into his hands.
Well, when Goodwin let go of it, I'm thinking he's throwing it into a crowd of the wrong color jersey, and it may have bounced off somebody's shoulder pad. Doesn't matter. Anyways, Burch with a nice interception and really saves a score. This could be huge later on in the ball game, and if they get a score out of this, big turnover here.
Chiari, the quarterback, takes it up the middle. He's going to have 5, 6, 7, gets away, gets about 10, maybe 12 yards. He bounced outside, went up the middle, bounced out to the right side. I said a minute ago, Mekhi was a quarterback. He does play quarterback, but he's receiver and defensive back. Mekhi made the interception, and then brother Chiari got the first down run all the way out to, what, Gary, about the 25-yard line?
Right at the 25. What happened was, you're right, Joe, he bounced in the middle, and all of a sudden he just took off, peeled off, and ran around the right side, picked up 10 more yards.
104 remaining here in the first quarter. Big interception now for Lakeview, if they can turn it into 6,
well, they
7.
They did that the last turnover they had.
Burt to hand off to Kohler. Kohler up the middle, gets 5. Gets 10 across the 40, across the 35, out to about the 49. Got another first down for the Lakeview Lions. How about that? Michael Kohler, another big run.
Well, the Lions are taking advantage of these turnovers, too.
Yep, they are. 12 yards on the carry by Kohler.
63, Cooper Nix. One guy at the bottom of the pile again. One of their big guys, 5'9", 220.
Well, you know, we talk about size, but I tell you what, these Lakeview guys are playing hard right now.
They're like Wolverines.
Yep.
A lot of coach Lee Coleman.
That's exactly right. Got that fight in them. We've got Chiari in the backfield. Kohler over to his left, three wideouts, and we've got timeout call with 20 seconds by the Lakeview Lions.
And we'll take it. What's those problems for 30 seconds, Nathan? Back in 30 here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
7-3 Lakeview Academy on top of Bethlehem Christian here toward the end of the first quarter. Other scores around the area. It is now Monroe Area 7, Jefferson 3 in the first quarter. It is Oconee County over East Hall 7-0 in the first quarter. And you also have Windebear over Habersham Central now 8-7 in the first quarter.
Did I hear that Jefferson lost one of their best players, Max Brown, for the season?
Yeah, he went out in game 2. He's out for the season, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep, that's a big handicap to the Dragons there.
Yep, it's hurt them a little bit, that's for sure. 20.2 seconds, I think a pretty good timeout there, Harper, by Coach Coleman with 20.2. You want to make sure you got a playoff here in the last few seconds.
Well, you don't want to take that 5-yard delay game penalty for sure. You had one of those earlier, and that killed your first drive. You were lucky to get the punt off and get the ball back and get a score out of it. But, everything matters here. Obviously, you're playing for a regional positioning, and you want to reduce and eliminate the mistakes, and I think it was a good timeout.
Burch takes the hands off to Kohler. Kohler trying to fight in there, and he gets about 2 or 3 yards, got tripped up the line of scrimmage, fell forward to about the 44. Asa Swift in on the tackle, gave him 4 yards, second down and 6, and that'll probably bring an end to the first quarter as clock dwindles down to 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, Tane coming off to the side. That'll end the first quarter. Lakeview leads it 7-3.
And we're back to the second quarter in 1 minute as you're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
We're back here at Lakeview Academy. 7-3 Lions as we start the second quarter.
Lakeview will have it. They'll be going left to right now as you look at your radio dial or your computer screen, whichever one you're looking at tonight. 12 minutes here, second quarter, 7-3 your score. Lakeview leads it here.
What about your phone? What about your phone?
What about my phone?
Yeah, were we looking left to right
left
on the phone,
right
too?
On your phone, unless you're looking at it upside down.
How about
down?
Your Nintendo and Switch? What about?
Yeah, top to bottom.
All right.
Chiari's going to try and take it. The ball came out. Lineman, I think, fell on you right there at the 45-yard line. Good job by big number 52 right there. That's William Anderson to be Johnny on the spot. Or this, in this case, William on the spot and get that fumble.
Well. Lakeview, of course, capitalized on the turnover, the muff punt, and now let's see if they can capitalize on the pick, but that one was almost turning it back over to the Knights.
The bell will be on the 44. It's going to be third down and about 5 yards to go. They got to get to the 49 or right at it. 11-27 here in the quarter. Lakeview with a slim four-point lead. They'd like to punch it on out there to a few more. And you got one guy out far on the far side, Nolan Idle. You also got Brooks Farmer out wide on the far side. You've got Nashawn Dorsey on the near side. Now they've got a stoppage in play.
Official timeout. I'm not sure what that signal is.
Reset the play clock.
Yeah, that was probably the clock. You heard the horn go off.
Yeah, I heard the horn go off, but I'm like.
They reset it.
Third down.
Here we go. Shot clock or play clock will be running off. Kohler's out of the backfield. Empty set back there for Birch. Chiari. On third down, takes the snap. Look, he's going to design run himself. Trying to get out, he does. But he's going to be short about a yard of the first down unless they give him a really good spot. It'll be fourth and less than a yard, I believe. There, fellas, yeah, it's going to be fourth and less than a yard. Ball spotted at about the 47. They got to get to the 40. Spotted at the 48, got to get to the 49. I'm wondering if they're going to go for it right here.
I think they might.
Yeah, they are.
They split everybody out to give him less people clogging up the middle, and he took it and almost got the first. Let's see here.
I know, Lee Cole, you go for it.
Four wideouts, Kohler in the backfield next to his quarterback. Now he's looking around with eight,
count.
Seven, six, five, four. He takes it, throws it out wide over here to number two, Farmer. Farmer, is he going to have it? They're
going
to say, yeah, he got out to the 49. It's going to be really, really close, depending on where they spot it at. The guy on the far side's on the 50, and that's definitely a first down.
Coleman Cavaretto stopped him, but let's see.
But
he threw the ball. That's what surprised him on a fourth down play. Gutsy call.
Yep, they gave him the first down. They're going to spot the nose of the football right at the 50. Yeah, Mike said a gutsy call right there by Coach Coleman getting that wide out over here.
Fantastic second effort, too, by the receiver to be able to get. He was being hit at about the 48, and he extended his body, got up in the air, and he ended up sliding stomach first for that extra yard.
Brooks Farmer with a reception right there and got the first down yard. His ball's right on the 50. Birch takes it, hands off to Kohler. He got hit right there to stop, but he fights and gets about 2 yards, maybe up to about the 48 after he got hit initially.
Kohler's a tough runner, but I don't think his whatever he's listed as is going to be able to push through that entire defensive line for the Knights. Kohler's a 160-pound running back, so yeah, he was a little bit outweighed on that one.
We'll give him a yard right there. The second down and 9 for the Lions. 9:28 left here in the quarter. Wideouts are going to be Idle on this side. And you've got Farmer, Dorsey, Birch on the far side. Kohler on the right-hand side of his quarterback. Burt's going to take it. Burt's looking to pitch. He does. To Kohler. To 45. Down to the 40. Got knocked out of bounds. He held on that one as long as he could and did the old option and pitched to him late.
That was a good play.
Yeah, he was already past the line of scrimmage when he made the pitch, so there's not a problem because it's a lateral, and he stepped out of bounds right at the 40. They'll give it to him the first down there, a 9-yard pickup.
Yeah, first down. Good job. Good play call and good job. Good hesitation by the quarterback that time, Gary. Kiara did a nice job with the pitch.
Yeah, he did, and that was a pure option. He read it perfectly. And I want to tell you something. I bet you Lee Coleman walks about 3 miles every Friday night because he's all over the field.
I know you get about a mile and a half as much as you trickle up and down through there. All right, we got 1, 2, 3 wideouts. Two on the far side, balls near hash mark. Orange jerseys from Lakeview going left to right. Kiari Birch takes the snap. Hands off to Kohler. Kohler trying to find the hole. He found the little one. Got about 3 yards down to about the 37. Brought down in there. Looked like one of the lead tacklers was number 12, Asa Swift, on the tackle. Down under 9 minutes here in the quarter. Lakeview driving.
Yeah, Kohler did a nice job of just getting behind his blockers, letting them try to make a set right, get a position in somebody. And if you push him left, I'm going to go right.
Snap to Kiari. Kiari looks. The man all over him. Oh, he dropped the football. Coming out of there. It's going to be recovered by Bethlehem Christian at the 46-yard line.
Punched it out from behind.
Nolan Idle's going to pick it up.
Well, Asa Swift, 12.
Yeah, he was
carrying it, like you said, with one hand, Joe. And when he went down, it just popped loose. And the ground did not cause the fumble. It was already coming out.
Now, Asa Swift, you're right. Asa Swift's the one that recovered that one right there.
That's their first turnover. Of course, this drive began for Lakeview after a turnover when Bethlehem was trying to get a score. Lakeview leading 7-3 here in the second quarter.
Early score from down at Cherokee Bluff West Hall, 8, Cherokee Bluff, nothing. First down now for Bethlehem Christian. Nashawn Dorsey is in defensive back. You got the quarterback Goodwin, and Grady is the man in the backfield. Goodwin back to pass, looking, throwing it deep, over the top, going to be, oh, the man out jumped him and got the touchdown, going to run away down there. As the defensive back stopped and went way up high to try and catch it, Sion John with the catch went way up high, timed his jump a little bit better than the defensive back that time, Gary, and was able to get the touchdown.
54-yard pass and catch on that one. Yeah, he just beat the defensive back for the ball, Joe. It was a fight, but he came down with it. John for the 6.
Extra point by Kraft attempt. Try and make it 10-7 with 8:22. Kraft, a right footer. Everybody's ready. There's the snap, the hold, had to gather it and then kicked it. Low line drive. He missed it. Yeah, it went off to the left. So that'll be 9-7 with 8:22 remaining.
And we're back to the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
And back here at Lakeview Academy, 9-7 in favor of Bethlehem Christian. Other scores quickly. It is now Cherokee Bluff 21-8 over West Hall, 14-0 Oconee County over East Hall.
Kraft ready to kick off. You got Dorsey and Idle back to receive for Lakeview. Going to be a high short kick, calling a fair catch right there around the 30-yard line.
Well,
and then he started running.
Yeah,
he can't do that.
Can't do that.
Flag,
he forgot.
Didn't he?
I want to do both, guys. I want a fair catch so you don't hit me, and then I want to run it back.
I saw there was one of those in a college or pro game the other day that said a fair catch and started running. They had a flag on the play.
Yep.
So I don't see a flag right there on that. So it'll be first down and 10. Ball will be placed inside the 30, about the 28-yard line. That's where Lakeview will have it. Bethlehem Christian leads it 9-7 here in the second quarter. 8:22 remaining in the first half. Homecoming tonight here at Lakeview. They'll have halftime festivities. First down, and you've got Birch going to run around to this side. He keeps it, gets about 5, gets about 7 or 8, runs out of bounds around the 45-yard line. Or 35-yard line, pardon me. The way they got it lined off with the outline numbers, I can't see the numbers very good. He gets out to about the 35, give him about 8, second down and 2.
Well, they ran that play in the previous drive, got a first down out of it. Here, I'll take 8 yards, wouldn't you? I mean, that's my quarterback didn't get touched. He kind of ran out of bounds, got pushed lightly, but very minimal damage on that in respect. When you consider the amount of yards that you gain on first down, you can call a lot of plays on second and short.
Dorsey out wide to the far side, idle on the near side, hand off to Kohler. Kohler's going to get the first down to 40, the 45, outside the 45 to about the 46. Rocker Kohler gets across the 45 to about the 47, according to where the spot is on this side. Big first down for the Lakeview Lions with 8 minutes and 8 seconds left here in the first half.
You know, they're getting nice big chunks of yards when they attack the edges and then break it to the outside.
First
edges
down.
Edges meaning where the tackle and the tight end in that spot, even if there's not a tight end, you run to that area and then you break it to the outside towards the sideline. Big plays all night.
Birch takes the snap, hands off to Kohler again. No, he's going to keep it. Hey, hands off to Kohler. Got a flag coming in from the umpire that time. Probably a hold.
Should be a hold. You're
when
right.
It comes from that position.
Yep. That's going to really hurt.
Now, back him up 5, and when it does, that'll make first and 15. And they had a good drive going right there. Holding. Referee looks back and they're spotting it from the 47, so we'll be back to the 42. Holding on the offense. 5-yard penalty will be a first down and...
No, it's 10.
Oh, it is 10 penalty. Okay, it is 10 yards. Pushes it back to the 37 and a half, almost a 38. First and 20 now. Now, holding is 10. Illegal procedure is 5. 8 minutes exactly left here in the quarter. We're in the second quarter, and I hear some rock music playing there in the background on the PA system. Big line saying who they got out there. 3 wideouts, 2 on the far side. Kiari Birch takes the snap, hands off to Kohler. Kohler, no, Kiari's going to keep it around the 40. Fist arms a guy, and that guy tripped him up. Number 6, C.J. Peoples, got a shoestring and tripped him up after about a 6-yard gain, maybe 7.
Yeah, gets it out to the 44-yard line.
The second down and about 13 to go. Gary, I think, is going to have some batteries.
Okay.
All right.
I can take care of that for him.
Second down and 13. Ball is spotted on the 44-yard line. 3 wideouts to the far side, 1 to the near. Kiari Birch.
You want to try to pick up about half your yards back here.
Kiari back to pass. Looking, throws it on the run. Complete. Down to the 40. Down to number 1. Or is that his brother? Makai.
It's Dorsey.
Dorsey caught it. That's number 3. Dorsey going to caught it. Catch it. Get across the 35 down to about the 29-yard line. Nishon Dorsey with a big first down.
27 yards on the pickup there. Nice job. Really deep comeback route. A little deeper than normal. Had plenty of time. The pocket was just about ready to break down, so he had to get rid of the ball, and Birch ends up getting it to Dorsey for about 20 of those yards, and then he breaks to the outside and is knocked out of bounds at the 28.
3 wideouts. Ball's almost just inside the near hash mark. 1 man in motion.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the ball snapped really high. You got a fall on it. Did he? Oh, a couple orange jersey did. It popped out of one guy, and I think another guy, Bethlehem Christian, saying they got it.
So the high
Let's
snap
see here.
Went over the quarterback's
yeah,
head.
Yeah, it did. Came really high. It's going to be recovered by Bethlehem Christian, saying they got it. right there at the 40-yard line. It is. Bethlehem Christian recovers.
He already had the ball in his hand, so I'm not sure how he claims that they had it. He had the ball the whole time.
He's still saying, I had the football.
And Coach Coleman is looking over at the sidelines to the referee going, my guy had the ball.
Even at two apiece.
Wow. First down now for Bethlehem Christian. Ball's at the 40-yard line, and they were moving the ball pretty well there, Harper. That's a shame right there. Turn it over right there.
They probably have had throughout the first half of the season.
You're exactly right, Michael. They've had too many of them.
All right.
New guy at quarterback, it looks like, back there in the backfield.
Sion John.
And they're going to hand off to number three. That's going to be Grady. Grady's going to get through that first wave and get across the 45 to about the 46. Zero John was the quarterback that time. Handed off to Grady. New wrinkle in there by putting that wide receiver into the quarterback. John running the quarterback position. They get about six and be second down and four with 5:51 left here in the first half. Wideouts on this side. You'll have Mezzles. You'll have John at the quarterback. Grady's the running back. John's going to keep it. A man's got a hold of him. Will they tackle him? They do for the loss. Back at about the 43, 44-yard line. Good job on the far side. The defenders for Lakeview steps up and makes the tackle.
Well, I think it was Christian Fergoso who ends up, if that's a blitz, it doesn't matter because he was back in the backfield and forces the quarterback out of the pocket and forces him out to the right, and three other defenders are there to meet him on the far sideline for a loss of about three there.
Yep, third down now. John to Grady. Grady's going to try to get away. A guy hits him head on right there and brings him down. Number 12 brings him down. A huge tackle by Nolan Idle. Defensive back comes up and knocks him down. His helmet came off. That might be a flag that comes in late.
Well, that's Asa Swift, number 12, who is 10 yards away from everything, and his helmet ends up being tossed.
I don't know how that happened. I look up, and all of a sudden there's a helmet rolling all the way across the field.
They're going to discuss it. Referee, the umpire, the two line judges are talking. I mean, if the helmet came off just by normal play, that's not a penalty.
Well,
I don't know.
He didn't grab the helmet.
An object in motion tends to stay in motion, and
now,
I'm telling you that.
You're going
to
drop the flag.
From where that came from. All right, here we go.
It's personal foul. They're going to say face mask on Lakeview. I never saw it grab a face mask. All he did was tackle him up high. I'm not sure about that call, gentlemen.
It was away from the action.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere, like Harper said, about 10 yards out from the play.
But instead of going three and out, the drive continues.
Yep. They'll go the other direction. A big penalty against Lakeview. Coach Coleman's giving the line judge on this side an earful, which I don't blame him. Be across midfield down to about the 41 or 42-yard line. The line for Lakeview is asking the question, saying, hey, Mr. Ref, he grabbed him right here. How did that, that's so. Umpire's having to explain it to him. Harrison Goodwin back at quarterback again with Grady in the backfield. Goodwin squats down, takes it, hands off to Goodwin late. Goodwin going to get wrapped up in the backfield, loses about 2 yards back to the 49.
All right, that was Riker Kohler who came in there and knocked him down.
Yep, Riker Kohler came in there kind of on a blitz and got him quickly for a 2-yard loss. Defense playing really well for Lakeview. They need to keep it up and get the possession out here. 4:25 left until halftime.
Yeah, Lakewood's doing a good job of getting across the line of scrimmage on some of these runs. These are slower developing plays, and if there's one guy that gets across the line of scrimmage and like Lawrence Taylor gets a chance to just skate down the line and make a play, they're doing a good job right now.
Autry, the receiver, out on the near side over here. Goodwin hands off. He's back to Powell. He handed off a little slate. Reverse comes to this side. They tackle him from behind. That's going to be Crew Chonko. I have to think about it if I want to look at it because it's spelled funny. C-R-U Chonko with a kind of late reverse came to this side, gets about 11 of the 12 that he needed. It's going to be third down and very short at the 32-yard line.
I think I'll give it to him. Kohler, Kohler made the stop, but that was a pretty good fake right there.
Yes, it was.
And everybody bid on it.
Including me. I thought he gave it to his running back. And he handed it off on the little sweep.
Hands it off to the tight end. Well, how about that?
Yep. This time he's going to hand it off to Grady. Grady's going to go out the far side this time. Gets away from several guys. 10, 15, 20 inside the 5. touchdown, Bethlehem Christian.
That was just second and third effort once he smacked through the line of scrimmage there.
Yep.
31-yard score.
When you keep giving them chances, Gary, they take advantage of it right there. 15-7, your score with 3:20.
Once he got outside, and Gary, you've seen this, they have a bunch formation, three wide receivers that are way out next to each other. One is on the line of scrimmage and one to the left and the right, and they pull the safeties and the cornerbacks with them, and there's nobody there if a linebacker ends up missing a block or a tackle there, and a big gain there, 32 yards, basically untouched by Grady.
Jason Kraft with the extra point, a little pop up. He missed that one over to the right. No good. It'll remain 15-7 with 3:20 left in the half.
And that's one possession. We're back at this timeout with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Lions are down by a touchdown, still 15-7 in favor of Bethlehem Christian.
Kraft to kick off for Bethlehem Christian. Back deep is Dorsey and Idle. See if they kick it short again right here and see how they do it. Kraft teed up at the 40, checks his line. Here he comes. Another short kick. Fair catch call for it. He's going to try and run again. You call the fair catch, you can't run, Bubba.
Yeah.
And it's going to be down at the 25, 26-yard line.
Yeah, he realized what he had done. He just sort of took a couple of steps after that.
Yep, and realized, oh, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
Joe, thinking about the Lions can just close out the first half or they get the football to start the second half.
If they can come down and get some points right here, give them.
If they score here with a touchdown and get 2-point PAT, we're tied.
Exactly. Ball is at the 28-yard line. Lakeview has the football. Kiari Birch with Kohler off to his left. I think you got two wideouts near side, one on the far side. Kohler on the left-hand side of Birch. Kiari looks over his defense. Gets the snap, hands off to Kohler. Kohler with a little bit of a hole, then it closed in a hurry. Right there is, I believe that was number Asa Swift or Colton Caldwell came in and made the tackle. Give him about 3.5, maybe 4 yards. Second down and 7, we'll call it. We're up here with 3:03 remaining here in the first half.
Well, the Caldwells, by the way, are no relation to one another.
Fans, pretty good crowd here from Lakeview, Gary. Has filled up on this side nicely. Decent little crowd from Bethlehem Christian on the far side. Homecoming 25 here at Lakeview Academy. Three wideouts, ball almost in the middle of the field. Going to hand off to Kohler. Kohler. No, that time the quarterback kept it himself. A little delayed quarterback sneak right there. Harper, and he gets across to about the 35, maybe 36-yard line.
Yeah, didn't have an opening there. His receivers downfield were pretty tightly covered. Gives a little head fake, and that's what gets most of us looking. Okay, where are you going to throw it? But he decides to tuck it. He gains about 4. Still needs a solid 2, maybe close to 3 yards to get that first down.
Third and 2. Kiari puts a man in motion. That's his brother Makai. Going to fake, give to Kohler. Kohler with a first down across the 40 to about the 42.
You got 2 timeouts, 2 remaining, Joe.
Yep, 2:02 are coming up on. Yes, 2:02. They'll stop it quickly for the 2-minute warning. No, not for the, but set to reset it at first down. They don't start 2-minute warning in high school.
Not in high school.
Yep.
You know, he ran with some authority that time.
Yeah, Anderson and Linder, nice hole right there for him, Gary, to get through there.
Yeah, and he hit. The defensive line, full speed, and managed to push for the first down before Caldwell stopped and brought him up.
That's Bryant. Braden Colwell.
They're running out of time.
Ball's at the 43. Chiari gets it. Trying to get around the far side. He's going to get two or three, maybe four, out to across the 45 to about the 47. You need a timeout there, Coach. It's 1:30 and running. You still got two left.
Got less than a minute and a half. Yeah, you can't eat them.
Yeah.
It's still time. You're
still huddling up, and they got to get on the line and go.
Why is he 1:20? There's 12 seconds off the clock. 15 seconds off the clock. 20 seconds off the clock. Directing traffic. We've already run 20 seconds off the clock right there. Nearly 30. We should have had a timeout in there, guys. They're trying to get everything going. They're looking for one more and trying to go to pass, I think. They're down under a minute now, and they haven't even snapped it yet with 5, 4, 3 on the play clock. Chiari gets it. Looking, rolls to this side. Complete right in the middle. Out there to number 12, Idle. Idle running. 15, 20, 25. Down inside the 20, down. He's inside the 10, down about the 12, it looks like.
Nice run by Nolan Idle.
Idle, nice job. 45.5. It'll start on the snap, Coach, or as soon as they set it. You still got two timeouts. 45.5, the clock starts. First down, ball is at the 11. Clock is running. We got to call a timeout in here. There's 35 seconds left. They got two left. Finally going to take it with 30 seconds. They're going to hand off got a flag in there. It's going to be holding and come back, I'm afraid, as it gets down inside the five. But we got the runs out of bounds and a flag from the far side. Probably be a hold on the far side or an illegal block.
Well, great job of Ryder Kohler to get outside to stop the clock, but it's already going to be stopped because of the penalty.
And it won't stop till we'll snap on this one after the penalty, or it shouldn't. White hat and the umpire talking.
You got them in your pocket. You might as well use them.
Exactly.
Like I said, you can't eat them at
half. That's not over, guys.
All right. So what are they doing right here? I don't see a signal, but we're going to back it up, I think.
Well, Lakeview is retreating. And now they're marking it off.
It's a hold on Lakeview. They'll back them up 10 yards. It'll be first down and 20. They got to get down to about the 2-yard line to get the first down. 22.7 seconds left. Timeout, Lakeview. Timeout, Lakeview.
We're going to keep it right here. Updating halftime score down in Mulberry. It is Gainesville 27. Seconds or nothing. The Elvins had a PAT block on their fourth touchdown of the first half. They're rolling against Tony Lottie's team, which will have a difficult time, Joe, catching up with that wing T offense.
Yeah, it's good. When you get to run the wing T, as we often say, like with Chesty and with
Chesty. And they call it a flex wing T down there, too, Joe, with the Jaguars.
Flex wing, huh? I didn't hear. There's a headmaster, John Simpson, out there with his tie, bringing a bunch of younger grade, the lower grade school kids out there.
Well,
out there with them.
With one timeout, you probably got time for about two, maybe three plays. You got to figure they're going to try to throw it in the end zone.
Absolutely.
Or close.
You got to get 10 or 15 yards on this first play. It's first down.
Yeah, you want to get at least half of that yardage back and then call timeout and set up your final play or two.
Harper, what do you think here? I think you do a pass play right here.
Well, the last pass play they used where they had four guys out on the edge, and one of them is there to block, and that was Ryker Kohler. Just kind of make sure that nobody gets the quarterback while he's trying to bootleg, so to speak, and get outside. But that the catch was made by Nolan Idle because he was running against the grain. And for him to be able to find that, now I'm not sure if you're going to be able to have that when you've got everybody in a closer formation here defensively. Mm-hmm. They don't have to defend the back line, so a little more open spaces when you're in the middle of the field.
Lakeview brings them back out. Clock will start on the snap now.
But as much as anything, when you make the catch, you've got to either get down or get out of bounds.
Right.
And you got to save some time. There's 22 seconds left. There's plenty of time to get three plays, but
four wide outs, two on either side. Chiari has it. Looking to pass. Throws it far side. Complete. Inside the five. Touchdown, Lions! Holy smokes, he got it to him. That was Ryker Kohler out of the backfield. Snuck over on the far side there, fellas. Caught it around the 10 and snuck in the end zone for the touchdown.
Now do you go for two for the Tide, Joe, or go for one?
I believe they're going for the two right here. It's 15-13. Kohler's staying on the field. The offense is staying out there.
Kohler did such a good job of blocking, making it look like he was going to be a part of the protection.
Yep.
There's going to be a timeout now by Bethlehem.
Who calls the timeout? Lakeview is going to call another timeout. Their second one and last one right here. 14-5, but they've cut it to two with 14.5 seconds.
Well, what a drive by the Lions. A couple of big plays, a big two passes on this drive, Joe, which gave them the touchdown. And, yeah, after Bethlehem Christian missed those two kicks on their first two touchdowns, the Lions have a chance to tie it going into halftime, and then they get the ball to start the second half.
Well, they got the one big pass right there, Harper, and they got it out there. That one was to Nolan Idle. Big gain right there. Then they had a trying to get it on down. They were running low. I was begging them for timeouts, and then they get the touchdown pass to Riker Kohler, who was deked everybody, including me on the far side, coming out of the backfield to get the touchdown.
Well, yeah, he kind of set up like he was going to block, and then at the last minute, he just kind of steps out, and he gets near the sideline. He was all by himself. There was one linebacker that had him, but he couldn't tackle him. He couldn't even touch him. He gets in the end zone before any contact. So, well-designed play. Let everybody go around and take as many people with you, and then we're gonna give it to this little guy that's right here, and that's Riker Kohler. And you saw how hard he runs, so did a great job. It was end zone or nothing for him. We'll see with this two-point conversion now whether or not they use him also to get the points that will tie the ball game up.
Riker will be in the backfield over next to his quarterback on the right-hand side of Chiari. Two wide outs on either side, kind of stacked on this side. We'll see what they run here.
Birch, maybe a quarterback sneak guy.
There you go.
Give
exactly,
Birch.
Harper.
Birch looking, going to try and run it. He does. He dives. Good! It's tied at 15. He followed that line in there, Gary, behind Beasley and Billingsley that time and snuck in there and dove for the two-point conversion.
I thought he was going to come up about 6 inches shy, but second, third, and fourth effort puts him over the end zone.
Nice job by Kiari Birch. He waited on it to – he faked enough on the pass, on the rollout right there, and then snuck in behind Linder and Beasley and Billingsley to pick up the two-point conversion and ties it at 15.
Turns out it was pretty good clock management after all.
Yeah, me up there begging for the timeout, and they managed it well. Lee knew what he was doing the whole time.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's why I'm up here, right, Mike?
You know, I didn't get upset. I knew what was coming, buddy.
Exactly. 14.5 seconds.
And look for a worm burner as you called it that opening kickoff again, Joe.
Ozelek will kick off. You'll have the one deep guy, will be Grady, back there for Bethlehem Christian, but I don't look for him to touch it. I'm like Mike, and like I usually say, if it's kicked on the ground, it's a worm burner. That's what we used to call them in school as I'm dating myself. That's a ground ball that scoots through the second base, between the second and first baseman. C&I. Zelik will tee it up right there at the 40.
Now, Texas Leaguer is not a worm burner.
Nope, that's a pop-up.
Neither is a can of corn.
Can of corn, you got to catch that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that Texas Leaguer. Oh, Zelik kicks it low. He kicked it deep. He deked me out, but he went away from everybody. It's going to be out of bounds.
Out of bounds, yeah.
And it'll come out to the 25 or 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
Same effect, Joe.
Yep.
But no time off the clock, though.
Exactly.
And because of the penalty yards, you're going to give pretty good field position.
Yeah, they'll bring it on out to about the 25, 35-yard line maybe.
35.
35 is where it'll come with on the penalty. Be first and 10. Time, they've got two of their timeouts left, or all three of theirs left, I think.
They have all three.
All right, so they'll have the timeouts with 14 and a half. You got time for probably three plays, depending on how long they take, if they pass it or run it.
Again, 15-15.
And the difference is the two missed extra points.
That's correct.
You know, and nobody watches extra points until you miss them.
That's right. All right, quarterback in there is going to be Godwin. Grady's going to be the running back, but he's going to split out. It'll be an empty set back there. And you'll have John Chonko on the far side. You'll have Autry and Grady on the near side. Ball's almost on the far hash mark at the 35. Snap to Godwin. Godwin looks, throws a little short one right in the middle. Got his man over there. That's going to be, it looked like Chonko. Chonko caught it, got the first down, but ran about 8 seconds down to 6.5 seconds, down to the 49-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 with 6.5 seconds.
Well, you bring a blitz on something like that, and everybody's going, oh, I'm going to get to the quarterback. There were five different Lakewood defenders that were thinking, I'm going to get a sack. but they ran the screen right under. Right, the ball went right over their heads. Chanko gets it right there at about the 35-yard line and gets about 14 yards.
Bethlehem Christian will call and get a timeout right there with 6.5. I would think they're probably going to go, Gary, for the home run ball on this one. Ball's at the 48 of Bethlehem Christian.
Well, still got some timeouts, so you could conceivably get off two plays, but you better get a big chunk of yardage right here for this one.
Exactly. You got to get big chunk on the first one and then get down there where you get some range. I don't believe I want to leave it up to the kicker.
Not when he's missed two extra points.
Yep. 6.5
seconds. If you get the ball down about the 30-yard line, and again, if you're going to go in the middle of the field, your chances of if I'm Lakewood, I want to keep the guy up. Just keep him running. If there's a couple of defenders around me, don't tackle him.
Lakeview right here, going to do kind of a prevent defense. They got four defensive backs. Empty set back there with Goodwin at the quarterback. Four wideouts again.
Well, they're looking at the Hail Mary.
He's
going right
to stake it. He's back to pass. Going to throw a long one on the near side over here. Caught. Holy cow, he caught it down at the 18.
John
went up high in front of the defensive back and
but
made
that
the
was
grab.
It. Took too much time.
Oh, it is. That's going to be the end of the half right there. As Gary said, the quarter runs out. And that'll be the halftime. Tied at 15.
I'll tell you, see if we can get something with Coach Coleman real quick.
Well, the officials are still talking, Gary. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe are they looking at it? No, they're leaving the field now.
They're sending them off now, yeah.
Okay. Coach, a furious finish to that half.
Oh, it was furious right there. We can't turn the ball over. We're moving the ball. We can't turn it over. But way to respond from our offense to go down and score and get the two-point conversion and tie the game up going in the half.
Well, and we were worried about your timeouts there, but you managed the clock very well to get that last touchdown.
Yes, sir. We was worried about our time. We called one early. We didn't want to call, but we figured it out. We settled down. When we called that one last time out, we put two plays in so that we can make it happen.
Well, you got a team that's got more people than you are. So they're bigger than you are, but so far you're matching them blow for blow.
Well, our guys are motivated. We never beat them before, so we got to just keep the same intensity. This is where we got to have a great halftime, make our adjustments, and keep fighting. Don't give out of gas and go win the ball game.
All right, thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck second half. All right, guys, Lee Coleman.
Way to go, Lee. First half is over. It's Lakeview Academy 15, Bethlehem Christian 15. We're back with the United Community Halftime Show in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And welcome back here to Lakeview Academy in Gainesville, just down the street from our studios at 97.5 Glory FM. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper Bell, Mike Warford with you. You know, guys, this is not Philip Beard Stadium. It's not City Park Stadium, Bobby Green Field. It's Little Lakeview Academy. There's a couple of hundred people here, maybe from that standpoint. But they celebrate their homecoming. The school is well over 50 years old now. They've been playing football for over a decade here with Matthew Groon starting this program. Next to what Lee Coleman's been able to do here since he has been here, and then going out of the Georgia High School Association back down to the GISA with the football program there in the GIAA. And you mentioned right there at halftime, okay, Bethlehem Christian, they're a quad A school. Lakeview's a triple A school. Bethlehem Christian has more numbers. They have bigger players. But, hey, how about the heart of these Lions here in the first half on that last drive to be able to tie the football game on the touchdown and the two-point PAT, 15-15 here at halftime?
Well, they made it happen, Mike. I mean, all kinds of things that have happened. Every penalty has been against Lakeview. Every single penalty.
Yes, two fumbles.
But they're trying hard. They're making pretty successful gains. And with a turnover and then another turnover and all the things that have happened, they're tied up with a team they haven't beaten before. So I'm really pleased with the way that they have determination and grit. And even though a couple things haven't gone their way, that was we need to score right now before the half. They did. And now, as you mentioned, Mike, just a few moments ago during the latter part of the first half, they're going to get the ball here. They deferred and won the coin toss. So they'll start the second half with the ball, and hopefully they'll be able to punch it in again, because that was a very tactical move and a well-done one.
Well, you know, question I had for you earlier on in the ball game, Harper, is that okay, these guys, you see how many go both ways. And you're blocking for your runner and for your quarterback there on offense. You got to turn around and go after the other guy when you go on defense here. And talk about, you know, you say with kind of athletes you have here at Lakeview Academy, these guys go in 24 minutes the first half of play. They are well conditioned.
They certainly are. And you mentioned that the Bethlehem Christian team doesn't really do a whole heck of a lot. There's a couple of guys that go both ways, but not as many as Lakeview. And another thing about that, they're substituting, and there's 11 freshmen on this team. I'm sorry, 10 freshmen, 11 sophomores. They've got 27 guys on the roster, and one of the sophomores is hurt and not playing. So depth is such an issue. You got to be a track star. You know, you got to be able to run the marathon and be a sprinter at the same time on any specific play. So you got to be a little bit of both.
How about this also? You know, you've seen, let's go ahead and compare if I can, like the Ivy League for college. You've got a lot of really intelligent young men here playing here. Maybe not that much football knowledge, but with what Coach Coleman's trying to do, these guys, they're really, I think, absorbing what he's got for them, and they're able to accomplish a great deal in their first half.
Yeah, dumb jocks, right, Mike? That's what I was called on numerous occasions. Gary will still call me that. He doesn't have to think about it because I'm not smart enough to do it. But, yeah, these are smart kids, and they are up to the challenge most especially. That's the part that, you know, thinking while you're moving at full speed is completely different than just sitting at a table and reading a book and being able to answer some questions. So they can do all of that, and my hat's off. I think it's a very good first half. It wasn't flawless. They made some mistakes, so they'll make some corrections. And Coach Coleman said that, you know, we got to make some adjustments. They will. And hopefully they have enough gas in the tank to where they can complete this, because they will need to. This is going to be a four-quarter game.
Well, coming up next, we'll talk about halftime with the homecoming festivities taking place. We'll talk about the first half scores across the listing area. And also we'll talk about the second half coming up right here on 97.5 Glory FM. We got much more for you on the United Community Halftime Show on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're back here at halftime. Homecoming for Lakeview Academy. It's 15-15 here at halftime. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, Mike Marfitt with you. I mentioned it's a different brand of football, but it is football. And Lakeview is tied with Bethlehem Christian at halftime, 15-15. The Lions won the toss, but elected to defer to get the kickoff in the second half. So they kicked off to Bethlehem Christian, starting things off, and the Knights went downfield quickly, ended up scoring the first play of the ball game. First score of the ball game came on a field goal. It was 3-0 in favor of the Knights at that point. And Lakeview got the ball next. They came down, and they had a drive that was stopped real quickly, but they punted the football. The Knights fumbled the punt at that time. Then the Lions came down, were able to convert on the turnover with a touchdown to lead the ball game at that point by a score of 7-3.
Four wideouts. Kiari takes it, throws it long, deep fade into the far corner. Did he catch it?
He caught it.
Touchdown, Lions!
So it was 7-3 at that point. And then it was Bethlehem Christian coming down, trying to take the lead at that point. And Lakeview had a big defensive stand.
Linehan, nope, they're looking to pass right over the middle. Intercepted! Intercepted by the Lions right there around the 5-yard line. That's going to be Mekhi Burks, the quarterback and defensive back, number 7.
And they had a nice drive after that point, but they ended up turning the football over. And then the Knights came down and scored quickly, but they missed the PAT. And at that time, it was 9-7 in favor of Bethlehem Christian. Then they came back down and scored again, but again missed the PAT, making it 15-7. In favor of Bethlehem Christian, setting up the final drive of the first half of play where the Lions getting a couple of big pass plays, including the last one that came down to the last few moments of the first half.
Looking to pass, throws it far side, complete, inside the 5, touchdown Lions! Holy smokes, he got it to him. That was Riker Kohler out of the backfield, snuck over on the far side there, fellas. Caught it around the 10 and snuck in the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, that made it 15-13 at that point. And then Lions had the chance to tie it on the two-point PAT. Quarterback goes out and faked a few people off that standpoint, then dove for the goal line, gets the two-point PAT, and we're tied here at halftime, 15-15 between Lakeview Academy and Bethlehem Christian. Get a chance maybe to catch up with some scores here across the listening area here on our Longstreet Cafe halftime scoreboard here. We had games in Region 8 AAA this year. I can tell you the leaders right now on the scoreboard, Oconee County on top of East Hall. Also, you have Jefferson in a battle right now with Monroe area. And we'll see Jefferson play East Hall coming up next week here on 97.5 Glory FM. Big first half for Cherokee Bluff. They're on top of West Hall, 35-15. By the way, if you get listening in that area, you get a chance to have a fifth quarter. Those two schools can get together after the game at our new Flat Creek Community Center. They'll have that until midnight this evening. It'll be great to celebrate those two teams playing each other tonight with that fifth quarter down at Flat Creek in downtown Oakwood. Also around the area, Gainesville shutting out Seckinger at halftime, 27-0. As the Relevance look to continue their undefeated streak in their region there in Class Quinte play. The Elephants have two big ball games coming in the future, Harper. They got to play Milton and Roswell, teams that beat them last year. And Gainesville looking to not only get into the state playoffs, but have a first-round game at home at City Park Stadium, Bobby Groom Field, this year, and see how far they can go this year besides getting knocked out early as they did last year. Again, a lot of teams are off this evening. You have Fire Branch, North Hall, Chesterton, Lumpkin County, White County, all of the evening off. Dawson County with a big score right now on top of Johnson in the only region 6 AAA game of the evening. We'll try to get a score from the other GIAA game with Riverside Prep playing at Loganville Christian this evening. Boy, you see, though, how this brand of football can be a lot of fun, Harper.
It sure can. And Mike, I'm still waiting for the day when a coach or a broadcaster or somebody says, you know what, this is not a big game. It's not big. Joe, have you ever heard anybody say that it's not going to be a big game coming up this week? They're always big. And that's what's so
every
fun about this.
Yep.
You only get a few of them, so everyone's important and they mean something. And for region play and getting a chance to, you know, now we're starting to see playoff formations. You know, we're a little bit past halfway in the season. These guys have been sweating and working real hard since early in August. They've been playing since the middle of August. And now that the weather's starting to cool a little bit, the reward of that is your hard work, and especially an important win in a big game. You know, there's a reward to that. You get to play a little bit extra in the postseason. So,
in the postseason here, before you know it, the GIAA is a little different than the GHSA. They start on Halloween night with the opening round of the state playoffs.
Yep. Congratulations to Miss Sadie Lee, the 2025 homecoming queen here at Lakeview Academy. You'll be able to see a picture of Miss Sadie on our website. I just sent one to Nathan, so hopefully we'll get that up here.
Do something on Instagram from that standpoint. Also, think about Joe. On social media, thank you very much.
And Joe, real quick, how do they match these colors? No one's wearing the same color. You got a black dress and a blue dress and a pink and a different color pink and a lighter pink and a darker blue and gold. I mean, they had to get together. Some coaching going on to make sure that they don't go to the same place and buy the same dress. They can't do that, right?
They did very good on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 girls that are represented out there, all in different black dresses. That might be a first, Harper. I know there's usually one or two that match.
Not a single girl has something that's the same colors. And half of them look like the 4th of July with fireworks going off with all the
bright and
bling
shiny
and the glitter and whatever they call it.
Did you hear these girls what they've accomplished being here at Lakeview Academy, what they're going to do in the future? Yeah. It was pre-med, and it was, you know, this and this and this.
Yeah, journalism school and all that. We'll be out of a job in no time, Mike, if these girls take over.
Exactly.
And they're smart, and they're on the court. So,
and they also compete
them.
In athletics. You heard somebody, there's soccer, there's swimming, there's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that happening here. Also cheerleading here at Lakeview Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all, right? Is that all they do? What a shame that they don't get any experience in life from their high school days. But congratulations to the whole court. And Sadie, you said?
Sadie Lee.
Congratulations to her as well, obviously.
So you think about that memory in the future here at Lakeview Academy.
Oh, yeah. And put that on my resume, too. Yeah, I was a homecoming queen.
Exactly.
Along with my pre-med and my doctorate degree. Oh, goodness gracious.
Joe, know you got your iPad out or your phone out there. You got some scores for us?
I do, but I don't know how good they are. I'm looking, and what I've got is kind of all over the place.
Okay.
I'm looking at everything that I'm seeing posted, Mike. Gilmer County's beating Heritage of Catoosa. Like that matters to us. Not yet, anyway.
Well, everybody's off, right, Joe?
Everybody's off tonight. Gainesville's winning.
We know Gainesville 27-0. Cherokee Bluff 35-15. We're in West Hall.
Dawson County is probably beating Johnson, even though there's not a score on here.
Okay.
Raven County's beating Commerce. Commerce finally scoring some points. It's 27-20 up there in Tiger tonight. I bet it's chilly up there in the mountains tonight.
What about in Toccoa or
Stevens County?
Fanning County, Hart County. What's going on in Habersham? Are they off too?
They're playing. I made a mistake first half. They're playing Clark Central, and they are beating David Perno's team there at Clark Central.
They were winning 7-0 early. George Walton is beating whoever they're playing tonight 14-0. Gainesville's up 27-0. Eastside's on Walnut Grove 27-0.
That's a big score right there.
Madison County's losing to the Titans from North Oconee 28-0. Elbert County 7-6 over PCA.
That's probably Providence Christian.
Leon out of Florida's beating Cairo 42-0. See here if I see any other.
Tallahassee to Cairo.
Yep.
Let's see Riverside Prep do something with local Christian this evening. See what Jeff Lee's done with that program, turning it around here in year number two for him.
Franklin County on top of East Jackson, 27-7 at East Jackson. So kind of a surprise right there. East Jackson been playing pretty well so far this year.
Well, hey, the Lions at Franklin County, they're undefeated, Joe.
Wow. Doing really well.
And East Jackson coming off a loss from last week also. Again, next week here, Lakeview Academy is back at home, but on Thursday night, they'll take on Kings Academy here from Lakeview Academy. And we'll be with you next Friday night from East Hall's stadium there at Smith-Hulsey Stadium. It will be East Hall and Jefferson. Gary Glenn's looking forward to that. We'll see how his Dragons do against the East Hall Vikings, who need a win really desperately next week in the Region 8 AAA to have any chance of getting a postseason berth there, maybe the number four team there in their region in 8 AAA. Because right now, that's a very tough region when you have Oconee County and Monroe area and Jefferson and Cherokee. But don't forget what the Bears are doing. And we'll see the Bears take on Jefferson on October 24th. We got a great schedule for the last 4 weeks of the season. That says how quickly the season's going by. Next week is Jefferson at East Hall, followed by Lumpkin County at North Hall. Then it will be Jefferson at Cherokee Bluff. We'll wrap things up with North Hall at Dawson County. Then we'll get ready for the state playoffs in the first weekend of November. Lots of things going on here in the North Georgia with fall festivals. Remember, coming up next week, we've got Mule Camp Market here in Gainesville next weekend. And this week, there's also the coming Country Fair taking place that tells you fall is here. We got a lot more football to talk about coming up next with more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
Hey, we're back here at Lakeview Academy. Lions get the football to start the second half. Joe, think about this. Mentioned about the playoffs beginning. 5 weeks away from the tip-off of basketball, and the thing about it is, can the Lady Lions repeat for the third straight year as the GIAA state champions?
Well, I'm not going to say they can't. It'd be interesting to see what the roster. I know some folks graduated, some folks transferred. So I know that they're probably having tryouts now because practices can start here in a week or so. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do. I think games start around the 8th.
Yes, they do. Saturday the 8th is the opening day of the season. And, Lakeview Academy, one of their goals is to win a Lanierland championship,
yep.
Joe.
Yep.
And that this year, with Christmas being on Thursday, they're going to play on Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. And we'll be bringing everybody the Lanierland championship from Chesapeake High on December 23rd. But it tells you, be curious about these football players. How many of them play basketball for Benji Wood? And how's that first half of the season going to be for the Lions, you know?
I know two or three of them will play with them. Makai and Kiari will play with them for sure. A couple other guys I'm probably, do. And I'm sure that, of course, Coach Hoffman trying to garner his girls in there, getting some girls to come in and play for him. So it'll be an interesting year for him this year. And, of course, Mike and I will be right there on the front row with
Mike, if
Chesty,
you don't mind, just for our viewers, listeners, I'm interested because I got here in 1991 when I played with the Falcons. It was my first year, and the Corky Kell was just getting started. Now the Corky Kell from, 5A, 4A, 6A schools, they all want to be a part of it. But Lanierland basketball has grown also. Talk a little bit about, just how many – schools have really desired to be a part of the history of that tournament to get everything kicked off here at the beginning of the basketball season.
It's always been a Hall County championship, but also there have been other schools outside the county who have gotten involved in that standpoint. They'd love to see it expand, but they will keep it, I think, the true history of the Hall County championship. And it grew from the day that Joe and I were in high school from four schools, and
when Joe had a full head of hair and everything,
absolutely,
yes. Yeah.
And then you had West.
Big shoulders and small waist, right?
You got it. You had West Hall come in, then it was Cherokee, Chesapeake and Flyer Brands and Cherokee Bluff. Then Lakeview Academy side, they wanted to get involved in saying
sure,
that
yeah.
was a big thing. Joe, remember
yep,
that?
It
happened.
It was. Well, and I remember back to when it was played down at the old Gainesville Junior College campus. It's been rotated around some. Talked about being in North Georgia, talked about being here and there and other. I think on being on the campuses is nice. One time years ago for South County, for South Central's girls, were in it, I believe.
They won it.
Yeah.
Dawson County's been in it.
Remember
a few years ago when Lakeview Academy decided they didn't have a competitive girls basketball team. They dropped out of it for a year. Boys played, but the girls didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And Jefferson came in and took their place for a year. So
Gainesville took off a year. So it's been in it, but it's mainly been a Hall County tournament. When we talk about it, it's been around since 19 whatever.
60.
And Mike's been has seen all but four of them, I think. So it's been around for a long
time.
But
Lakeview Academy, remember, they dropped out. They when John Carrick said, no, we're not good enough. Next thing you know, they're playing for championships,
yeah.
I think.
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah, and then that, Mike remembers when they were playing with soccer balls and peach baskets.
But this thing, I think you found out, Gary, about Lee Coleman and that first half of that last drive they had.
Well, and he's a really good interview, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
stumbling, no stammering. He just looked me right in the eye and told me what happened.
You
got to
like
that.
There was no hype in that one. We're getting ready to start the second half. Lions, we'll get the football.
Jameson Kraft. We'll do the kicking again for Bethlehem Christian. You've got Idle and Dorsey back for Lakeview. Kicks it long this time. It'll go over to the far side. Looks like that Dorsey to the 10, 15, 20, 25. Runs right into the middle of a host of orange and white jerseys down to about the 30-yard line. It'll be out to the 32, 33 is where they'll spot it.
I think it was JT Gunner on the kick coverage team that smacked him right in the – right in the waist there. That was a pretty good open field tackle right there, whoever it was.
We'll be here, and the first down ball will be placed at the 33-yard line. We're sitting in the dark up here at Lakeview Academy. We're trying to go with the lights from the field. First down, Lakeview will have it. Birch back with four wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. Kohler, the one set back on the near side. Hands off to Kohler. Kohler trying to find the gap. He does. He gets across the 45, the 50, 45, and right out of bounds around the 45-yard line of Bethlehem Christian.
Coleman Cavaretto may have saved the touchdown right then. Kohler was digging.
Kohler bounced off that far side, got behind Fragoso, and Anderson was able to bounce outside right there, Harper, and get a huge gain down across the 50 down to the 44-yard line, 43-yard line. Of Bethlehem Christian.
Well, that's the kind of intensity that you want to have coming out of a halftime break and a homecoming and just get the ball down the field and really do so quickly and establish a lead.
For sure. First down, going to hand off this time as a man coming across out of the backfield right there. He's tackled up high around the 41-yard line. That's going to be Brooks Farmer. He's in a slot, plays a tight end, number two. Brooks gets about 2 yards down to the 41, be second down and eight.
Well, it was a battle of the wills there to break him down. Will Toler hit him low, and Will Sutherland hit him high.
Second down, 8 yards to go. We'll have Idle split out to the near side. He'll be over here with Dorsey. Far side will be Mackay Birch. Farmer will go over. Now we've got the...
Yeah, Wilson before the play, Joe.
Well, the official's talking to Coach Lee Coleman. And...
they got to reset the
play clock. They've got it stopped at 12. And the white hat's talking to the Coach Coleman. Coach Coleman's pointing down here on the far side. They're going to have to run to the far side.
And so talk about the association real quick. You know about this association better than I do.
Well, the Hall County Fish Association is just that. They're out of Hall County. Young guy, they call mainly just the private schools in the area. And a lot of youth ball in the area. They go. They got Lakeview, Riverside, Lanier Christian. Then they do a lot of the North Georgia Youth Football Association, which is comprised now of about 30 different programs through rec departments and schools in the Northeast Georgia area. Basically, from up in Raven County all the way down to the Social Circle area. The head coach, the referee on this side, they're going to say it's an illegal shift on Lakeview. Coach Coleman they're making hand motions like a referee would when they're counting. Now there's no foul on the play. I think what they're doing is doing like a basketball official and they're counting time, you know, 5 seconds or whatever. Second down, 8 yards to go. The clock has started. Kiari Birch rolls to this side. Looks, now you throw it over the top. Got a man open. Caught it. That's going to be Kohler down there at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Lakeview.
Boy, even I could see what that one was going to go.
Wow.
I mean, he saw Kohler break open right across the middle, hit him in stride, and it was no doubt that was 6.
41 yards. Nice pitch and catch. Just kind of a little toss right over the top right there. Kohler wide open in the middle of the field there, Gary. He caught it. Went to the far side and got the TD.
Got behind the secondary, and that was Katie Barr the door.
10:36 now. Oselic will attempt the extra point. Kiari will hold, snap the hold. The kick is up. Plenty of leg. It is good. 22-15 now, Lakeview with the lead.
And we're back to the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville. It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Browns Bridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Well, back in the second quarter, it was 15-7 Bethlehem Christian. Now it's 22-15 Lakeview Academy.
10:36 as Oselic will tee it up back deep for Bethlehem Christian.
Yeah, it was Nolan Idle on the TD.
Nolan Idle, thank you. Yeah, number 12. You got Douglas back deep. That ball's going to go into the end zone for the touchback. It'll come out to the 20. Kicked off and hit it away from the receiver right there, Gary, but it hit around the 5 and you scooted right through the end zone for the touchback.
Well, they'll bring it out, set it up. We'll get ready to go. Let's see if Lakeview can play some defense. And you heard the coach say at halftime, Lee Coleman, that, you know, they got to get in there, make their adjustments, get fired back up, not run out of gas here because, you know, you're going against a team that can two-platoon you all the way down the line.
They played really hard here, Gary.
They really have. And, you know, you heard them say they've never beat these guys, and mm-hmm. That's the motivation tonight is to get out there and get with it.
Aiden Grady in the backfield next to his quarterback, Goodwin. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Lakeview with a four-down lineman set. Goodwin gets it, looks to pass far side, catches it. Going to be over to John. John going to get two or three and a flag. Comes in late from the far side.
I saw a face mask. You know what you said in the first half, Joe, about when you start flinging your arms around up high?
Yep.
I think he did that and grabbed him by the face mask.
Slid up too high there and grabbed it inadvertently. I mean, you never want to grab it on person.
No.
Yep.
I'm thinking that's what I saw. Let's see what
that's
he calls.
That's exactly right. It's going to be a face mask on the defense. And it looks like, depending on if it's a 5 or a 15, if he held on, it's a 15-yarder. Inadvertent sometimes is 5, and that one's going to be just a 5-yarder. They got a break on that, Gary.
Well, like you said, I think he meant to. He was just trying to make the tackle, and his left arm flew up a little bit too high. I think he immediately realized what he'd done.
Yeah.
It was too late then because the official saw it too.
First down at about 2 yards now. Stay first down, but the ball will be about 2 yards short. They're out at about the 28-yard line. 10:29 remaining here in the third quarter. You've got 1, 2, 3 wide outs. One setback, Grady on the right-hand side of his quarterback. Grady's going to get the handoff, try to come around the near side. Cuts inside. Got one man to tackle him, reaching out there. He gets the first down. That's around the 35. Nashawn Dorsey in on the tackle. He has the first down to 35. First down, Bethlehem Christian.
You got to think Harbor, too. They're going to just keep running the football. They've been very effective on the ground so far in the game.
They have. But also when you throw it and Sion John is 6'2" and everybody else in the backfield is 5'0", he goes up for those 50-50 balls. That's been also very successful for them this evening.
Yep, for sure. Lined up again with Goodwin and Grady. Goodwin hands off to Grady. Grady follows the line on the far side this time, only gets 2 or 3 yards right on that far side behind Spears and Navarro. And gets about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7 for the Knights.
Well, one thing that may play into Lakeview's court a little bit, guys, is the fact that this is the first really cool night we've had for football this year.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's comfortable. And I know you wore your long pants. I wore shorts, but I'm glad I brought my sweatshirt. I might need it after the game's over. Second down, about 8 yards to go, 9:32. 22-15, Lakeview leads it. Snap to the quarterback. Grady gets it on the – he runs into his old man, and he's going to be tackled right there at the line of scrimmage. He runs into that one of those big linemen right there. By the time that happened, defensive – or Fragoso, one of the defensive guys, able to step up and stop him with no gain. Third down and 8.
This is a big down right here.
Mm-hmm.
You keep this drive alive, or you make him go.
Jefferson over Monroe at 12-7, showing the second quarter. I know it's got to be further along than that. Third down and 8. 1-2 wideouts on the near side. One on the far side. Grady next to Goodwin. Goodwin looking to pass over the middle. In and out of the hands. Right there on top of him, number 3. Going to be Nashawn Dorsey. Hit him as he caught it. Incomplete. Intended receiver was Truchanko.
Yeah, he hit Chanko about the same time the ball hit him in the hands. And there's just too much to hang on. Good job on Nashawn that time.
Really nice job.
And it brings up that fourth down we're talking about. This could be huge.
Fourth down 8. Punter right there is going to be Kraft. Let's see what he does on punting. Looking for a fake as the deep man comes all the way up, and now he's going to back up.
This is their first punt of the night?
Yes, it is. Got the punt off that time. It's only the second punt total of the night. That one bounces and goes sideways inside the 30 down to about the 25 or 26. The only other punt we had is Lakeview punted it. It hit a Bethlehem Christian man, and Lakeview recovered back in the first quarter.
Well, it's 22-15 here from Lakeview Academy. Our opponent next week will have Jefferson on top of Oconee County, 15, since the Monroe area, should say. Jefferson Lee Monroe area, 15-7 midway through the third quarter.
About a 37, 38-yard punt, guys. No return.
First down ball will be placed at the 25-yard line. First and 10 for the Lakeview Lions. 8:32 in the quarter. Jackson County all over Appalachia, 53-0.
Boy, Jackson County has really turned it around this
year. They have.
And
yes,
East Jackson, they got people in Commerce 0-6 going into tonight's game. That's an first 0-6 start, I think, in Tiger football history. They haven't played football a long, long time.
They were only down 8 up in Tiger earlier. It was 28-20 Raven County a few minutes ago. First down and 10. Nap to Birch, get off to Kohler. Kohler trying to get out the far side. Not going to happen this time. That defense on the far side with Robbins and Jester able to come up and make the stop. He loses a yard. Second down 11.
Yeah, that's one of those times you give the ball to Kohler, who's just been a steamroller going forward, shoulders low, head forward, back straight, you know, and this time he barely got the ball after the actual handoff, maybe 2 steps, and he already had someone wrapped around his waist.
Yeah, and that someone, I think, Harper, was Gavin Rice at 6'1 and 235. He's a pretty good load to be wrapped around you.
Lakeview comes up, Keyard Birch. With Kohler in the backfield, 1, 2, 3 wideouts for Lakeview. Snap, Birch, fake it, come over to this side, wants to run. Got a block, out to the 30, to the 35, maybe, yes, the 35, dodging and ducking outside at the 41st down for the Lions.
Boy, and give number 12, Nolan Idle, the guy that just caught the touchdown, credit on blocking on the edge. That probably sprung him for another 7-8 yards.
Boy, there were 2 or 3 wide receivers, Gary. You're absolutely right. That just stayed on their guy and made sure my guy doesn't make the tackle. And, again, quarterback avoids contact. Kari Birch had 50 yards that he ran there, and nobody touched him. He ended up going out of bounds, and it'll be a first down at the 41-yard line. But he did such a good job of avoiding the tackle and being faster than everybody else. What an advantage.
Quick feet, that's what you got to say. Kiari. First down and 10, ball's at the 41-yard line. Looks to run again, delayed run, and he almost got tackled. He gave a stiff arm out to about the 46 that time, number 6 for C.J. Peoples.
But, Joe, what happens is that they kept that drive going, keys the Bethlehem Christian offense off the field. You keep eating up the clock with this touchdown lead here in the third quarter.
Yep.
Well, here's another aspect. Look at how tired some of the guys are there on defense. Their hands are on their waist. They're breathing. They have to chase the quarterback and the guy that they're responsible for, too. That's not easy to do, and they're starting to substitute.
If this score is true that I'm looking at, Jackson, the school Jackson, should be ashamed of the scales. They beat Mays 102-15, if that's
true. We'll find out.
Now, second down, about 5 yards to go.
They only got 102?
Yeah. Ball's about the 47. Keeping it, throwing it right over the middle. Oh, complete! He caught it, and he's going to run down. That's going to be number 1.
Three. Dorsey.
Dorsey again catches that one. He got it around the 35 and rolled off a guy down inside the 25 at the 23.
That was, again, hit him right in stride.
Yes, he did.
That was a pinpoint pass by Birch.
32-yard pitch and catch. From Kiari Birch down to Nashawn Dorsey with 6:50 left here in the third quarter. Lakeview driving, trying to get down and score again.
Such a well-thrown ball. He catches him in stride, and Dorsey did have to hit a safety at about the 40, 45-yard line, but he keeps his feet. He spins around and gets another 10 or 12 yards to make a huge play.
Kiari, hand off to Kohler. Kohler trying to bounce off one guy there at the line, and then they stack him up after maybe a yard gain.
Well, Birch has finally found his stride with his receivers here after a little bit of a shaky start. But you got to run it every now and then to keep them honest. And Kohler, if you give him a crack, he could take it to the house too.
He got a yard out of it. Second down and 9 with 6 minutes exactly left here in the third quarter. Lakeview leads it by 7. Looking for more. Birch with Kohler off to his right. 2 receivers on the far side, 1 on the near side. Snap. Looking to pass. Rolls to this side. A little high that time. Had a defensive guy all over Makai Burch that time. Threw a little high for him. He wouldn't have got much out of it.
Ryland Shields, a senior DB, 6 foot 158, was matching him stride for stride. I think he would have had a good gain, but he would have been tackled pretty much immediately.
5:44, clock stop, third down, 9 yards to go. Short 9, long 8.
Real important down here, Joe, for obvious reasons, because you're kind of in no man's land from a field goal. It'd be about a 40-yarder, give or take, and you can't trust the high school kickers at this, so you want to try to be able to get that first down and keep the sticks moving.
Chiari gets it, rolls to the near side, got a man after him, and he bounces off one of his own guys, not going to get anything as he loses. Bounced off one of his own guys trying to block for him that time, Gary, and got punched back and lost yardage.
One of the big defensive linemen, number 70, Rice, we've called his name already tonight.
Yep.
He grabbed him around the waist, and that was it.
So they lose about five. They're going to try the field goal.
Fourth down, 13. They're going to go. Ozelek's going to try for three. It's going to be a long one.
Oh, wow.
Where's the spot at going to be, Gary?
Well, let's see. Looks like they're going to spice it at the 26.
36.
So they're going to spot it at the 34?
33. So 43-yard attempt.
Well, you're going to put it right on the 34. So you're right, 33. 43-yard attempt.
Burks takes the snaps a little high, gets it down the low line drive. Oh, it hit the bottom of the crossbar.
Hit the crossbar.
Hit the bottom of the crossbar. If he'd got it down a little quicker, he might have got it. Stays 22-15.
And Bethel gets to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, well, yeah, you might as well have tried it. I mean, and if it had been like 8 inches higher, it'd have been three.
Good. Exactly. Wow, that was – and to kind of be off, and Chiari had to come up off his knee and get it back down.
Might have disturbed his rhythm just a little bit because you said it when he left his foot. It was only about 6 feet off the ground.
Low line driving.
And it started rising there at the last minute, but it was not rising enough.
You know, if that were Pele or Beckham or, you know, Ronaldo, that would have been one of the great kicks of all time, would have hit the crossbar and bounced in. But unfortunately for a field goal kicker, when it bounces down, that's not good. You want it to go up and over.
First down at the 20 now for Bethlehem Christian. Good one. With one man in the backfield. He gets it. Oh, a good tackle from behind. Knocks him down after about a yard or two gain. Big tackle by Christian Fragoso, one of the linemen right there.
Fragoso, again, one of the bigger linemen on the Lakeview Lions roster, 6'1", 200 pounds.
Well, Gary, he's one of the only seniors. They've only got five seniors on the whole in the club. So, he's one of those guys. He's going to play every play and done a great job. And he filled the gap as good as you could ask anybody to do.
But surprised how quick they are even here in the third quarter.
Yep. Autry Mazzell's off on the far side. Nobody over here on this side. A single setback. Going to hand off to him again. Trying to bounce out. He does. Out to the 30. The 35. They gave him on the top.
Got a flag
back there behind.
It's usually a hold or a block in the back or something.
That'll be Bethlehem's first penalty of the ball game.
I think this is coming back.
It's going to be from the 23 or 24-yard line. So if it's from there, it'll knock them back 10 if it's holding.
And, Gary, the official is almost right where you are. He was on the sideline, so that's usually a hold, and that's exactly what we get.
It will be holding on Bethlehem. As they said, it'll be the first one, but that'll push them back 10, and that'll make
from
it second
spot.
Down. Yep, from the spot, so it makes it second down and almost 20 now. Big penalty in this situation, Michael, with 4:01 left here in the third.
Well, particularly since that just nullified that huge game.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, I'm laughing because the official was – there have been so many penalties against Lakewood. He had to turn himself around. He almost went the wrong way. All right, the ball's going to be back at the 11-yard line, and it nullifies a big gain. That's not only a first down, but you're getting almost at midfield with that Aiden Grady pickup there. All
well,
for
what's his Lakeview defense have to go at him?
Second down and a short 20, long 19. Good one with Grady. Three wideouts all on the far side. 4 minutes exactly in the quarter. Rolls out to the far side, does Goodwin. Throws it complete on the far side. He's going to be tackled immediately. He gets about 10 of them back. He's going to be past the 30-yard line out about what, Gary, around the?
About 25.
20, just the 30. I can't see for that tent right there. And so
I think it was Hayden Mezzles who caught it, and I think it was Idle who knocked him down.
Almost but right at the
going to wind up about 6-7 yards shy. Call it six.
But third down.
Six.
Yeah, they get 14 yards on that pickup, so it was a nice play, a little rollout. You've got three guys, one in the flat, one going deep, and he hit the middle of the three receivers and nicely adds 13 yards to the offense, but they still need about six or seven to get the first down.
Three wideouts near side. Bethlehem Christian gives it the tailback that time. That's going to be Grady. Grady's going to get the first down and more across the 40. The 45 finally ran out of bounds around the 46-yard line.
Boy, somebody hit him in the shins, Joe, and he almost lost his balance but recovered.
probably went another 10, 12 yards.
Yep. He gets like, down across around the 46-yard line.
Somebody spun him around, and he landed on top of one of the Lakeview players and kept his balance, mm-hmm. right, just as Gary said. And he wasn't down because he didn't touch the ground. He touched another player. Gets up and gets another few yards, and it's almost at midfield. There's a first down now at the 47.
At the 47, under 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Lakeview lead it by seven. Trips to this side. Three wide outs with one back. Goodwin takes it, hands to Grady. Grady with a big hole, goes up the middle. He's going to run across midfield, down to inside the 40 of Lakeview, down to about the 38 or 39-yard line. They're kind of exposing right in there now, Gary and Harper, and getting some yardage off behind that big line.
Yeah. Well, you can see the fatigue starting to kick in, Gary, definitely from the defensive front. These guys are getting a little tired, and Grady's getting untouched, where earlier he would get hit, right, tackled from behind a few times. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to see a little bit of that fatigue kick in. But another first down now for Bethlehem.
Well, Lakeview was hoping to be going on adrenaline, but, you know, adrenaline only takes you so far before it wears off. And, as you said, Harper, the fatigue starts to kick in.
Ball to 38. Goodwin squats, takes it, hands off to the running back again. Grady with another big hole. Gets about six or seven before he's hit hard by one of the linebackers in there.
Boy, somebody lit him up.
I think it's Micah Birch.
Was that Birch? Kiari Birch? I think it was.
Kiari.
Kiari. Yeah, Kiari, yeah.
One of the several two-way players. Gets about six. It'll be second down and four. 1:53 in the quarter now. Bethlehem Christian.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, Joe. I bet you they run in between the tackles. You know, they've had great success here in the last few plays here on this drive.
Three wide outs, two on the far side. Goodwin fakes it, looking to pass. Throws it up high over the top. It's going to be incomplete. Threw it a little far and out of the reach of the intended receiver, 19 Mezels that time.
Well, Nolan Idle's matching him stride for stride, and when he saw the ball coming down, Idle kind of jumped up a little bit, stuck his hand up, started waving.
Yep.
And that might have disrupted his attention long enough for him to not make the adjustment on the ball and catch it. So pretty good defense that time by Idle.
Exactly right. Third down. And it's about 4 yards to go for the Knights of Bethlehem Christian. Two wideouts near side, one on the far. Grady to the left of his quarterback. Oh, and a man rumped off sides.
I think that's on Lakeview.
On Lakeview. Yep.
That should give him the first down.
Defensive end jumped off on this near side. That'll give him the first down. Oh, man. Wow.
That will. He needed about four, and that's the five. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Fergasso comes out, and Brody Linder, big kid, but he's only a freshman. He's going to go in and spell him.
And I think Fergoso is the one who jumped off sides.
He's going to have a visit with the coach. Yes. What do you think is going to happen with that visit right there?
Yep.
There's going to be some instruction.
I love you, son, but don't do that again.
Yep. First down, ball is spotted. They're going to pass out to the near side to get it over here to John. John got away from a guy. They're trying to pull him down. He's strong. Finally takes two to finally pull him down inside the 15-yard line.
I think it was Brooks Farmer. Maybe had him by the jersey, just wouldn't turn him loose. Maybe it was Riker Kohler. But he had him by the jersey, John. You said he wouldn't turn him loose.
Yep.
And he couldn't fight away from him. And by that time, about two or three of his line teammates came up and helped knock him to the ground. But they're just biting off the yardage in chunks now.
Good thing he didn't.
John, what a strong guy. I mean, he's just big legs, and I'm not going down. You know, he has a touchdown from earlier tonight. They're determined right now.
Three wideouts, two far side. Grady in the backfield with Goodwin. Goodwin hands it late to Grady. Grady trying to get away on a guy. Hit him up way up high right there and knocks him down. Number three comes in and hits him high.
Yeah, Dorsey slowed him down, and then Big Landon Beasley finished him off. We're down to 30 seconds in the quarter, guys.
Yep. Well, you know, and the thing is, after Dorsey hit him, he came out clapping his hands because the other guys were finishing off.
He forgot to tackle him, didn't he?
Yeah, he hit him high and jarred his head back, and I don't know if he thought he was down right there, but he didn't tackle him all the way.
No. He wasn't down at all.
15, 14, 13 as the clock runs down here at the end of the third quarter. Hands off to Grady again. Grady gets through the line. Did he get the touchdown?
He did.
Yes, I see the official in the far corner.
Official on the far side. Touchdown, Bethlehem.
7 yards.
Got the touchdown, handed off to Grady. He was a workhorse in that one there, Harper, and gets down there and gets the score. 22-21. Kraft, who's been rushed on a couple, will attempt to tie it up at 22. The snap is awaiting. The snap from Clanton. The kick by Kraft, a little pooch kick up and in. It's going to be good. 22 all with 2.7 left in the third.
So back where we started to start the second half of play, Lakeview scores on the first possession of the second half, and Bethlehem Christian scores in the last possession here in the third quarter of play. Updates on the scores around the area. In the fourth quarter, Gainesville over Seckinger 47-6. Raven County on top of Commerce 41-20. Still have Jefferson leading Monroe Area. Score I had was 15-7 in favor of Jefferson. Dawson County on top of Johnson. Cherokee Bluff all over West Hall in the fourth quarter.
2.7 is tied at 22, and Kraft will kick off to Lakeview Academy. And then they'll have the ball to start right, into the fourth.
So here's
quarter.
My coaching advice. Don't raise your hand and fair catch it if you're going to catch it and then want to run with it.
Right.
We've been that through that
Let's
a couple times.
Yep.
Or don't put the fair catch up, and if you got time, go cane 5 yards, 10 yards. Bust a move and score a touchdown.
And bust a move. I like that. Bust a move.
If you can bust the move, go right ahead and do it. MC Hammer.
That's right. Kraft will kick it off for the Knights.
Well, this should be the last play of the period. 2.7 seconds on the clock.
I would think so, unless there's a defensive
penalty. Yeah.
And there's the kick. It'll be a short one. It'll come down. It'll bounce one time and die right there. They'll fall on it and cover it up.
He was
right
off, he was trying to think about scooping it up, Joe, but he lost his balance and had to fall on it.
Yep. The clock did not start. It should have started, and the clock should have run
out. Well,
the
ball doesn't start until somebody touches it, and it wasn't touched until he dove on it, and so as soon as he touched it, it was down.
Yeah.
So no time expired.
Well, that's our other option right there, Joe. We'd think about a penalty, but they will have one more play in the third quarter.
Yep. 22-22.
Far hash for us. 23-yard line.
You'll have, looks like Dorsey and Brooks. Nope, Idle and Brooks, Farmer on the near side. They have one running back, that's Kohler, just to the right of the quarterback. They hand off to Kohler, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain, and that'll be the end of the quarter. It'll be second down and 12, and they'll move to the other end.
Yeah, there you go, the fourth and final quarter. Your score is tied. Lakeview Academy 22, Bethlehem Christian 22. On 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Well, somebody asked me earlier in the week we might have an exciting game announcement last Friday night. It may come down to that. We're all tied going into the last 12 minutes of regulation.
Maybe. Michael is 22-22. 12 minutes left here in regulation from Lakeview Academy.
I don't think a lot of people thought it'd be this close either, Joe. I'm living it.
No, I am too. I am too. Lakeview needs to come down and score right here. They're lined up. They're going right to left here in this fourth quarter. You've got Kiari Birch lined up with Kohler to his left. Four wideouts. One way on the far side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Kiari's going to take it and run himself. Almost got tackled from behind and finally did. but it did pick up about 2 or 3 yards. And it'll be third down now and about seven, short seven and long six.
First man through. First man threw a reach for him, Joe, and missed him, but that slowed him down enough to where the others caught up to him.
Thing with you, Joe, but how important was that missed field goal?
Yep. Exactly. They would be up three if they'd hit it right now. We got to look at that. We got to look down here and get a first down and keep on driving right here. Kiari takes it, going to run to the far side. Oh, he slips down. Maybe a little bit of dew out there, and he slips down, loses about a yard. It'll be fourth down now.
Well, remember, this is a natural turf field, so
yep.
It's going to be a little slicker.
Yep.
And on the other side, you know, you missed the missed Lakeview field goal, but on the other side, two missed
extra points. Exactly.
By the Knights.
Everybody scores everything. It's 25-24 tonight, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Fourth down and nine. You will have the punter, Brady Taylor, back to punt it. Oh, skidded back to him, but nobody coming. He finally, a little pooch kick way up high, bounces and takes a good late view bounce and barely crosses the 50 down to about the 48-yard line. He got lucky on that bounce right there after it short-hopped him. He had to get it and hit it basically a pop-up, but took a good little late view bounce down to the 48.
He was absolutely lucky to pick that because it came rolling back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a good-looking roll either. It was kind of bouncing around. So that's going to be about a 28-yard punt maybe? No return.
No return. Goodwin will bring them out with Grady in the backfield for Bethlehem Christian, one of the better field positions tonight. Ball's at the 48-yard line of Bethlehem Christian. Wide out on the near side is Autry. Got John over here with him. Far side is Gronko and Grady's in the backfield.
Whistle, Joe.
Did you say whistle?
Yeah, yeah. They said they called a whistle.
Well, they hadn't put the ball down yet.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what
everybody
was
ready to play.
The whistle was the start to play clock thing. Play clock is off, by the way. It's not showing on either end. Probably having to keep it on the field. Going to hand off to Grady. Grady going to bust through and get about 3 yards across the 50 down to about the 48 or 49, give him 4 yards on the carry. They're showing three from here, so, yeah.
Well, the Lions got to find a way to stop him, Joe.
Boy, they got a lot of freshmen playing Lakeview, does. Brody Linder, one of the freshmen there at 6'1", 200 pounds, was the man who hit him first.
He's
still got, what, two?
10 freshmen, yep. 11 sophomores, and 27 guys on the team. Do the math.
22 freshmen sophomores.
One junior.
Second down, about 7 yards to go. I'm going to hand off to Grady again. Grady, big hole over there. Got hit in the back by one of the linebackers. Going to be close to the first down. Got one guy from Lakeview down at the line of scrimmage. That's going to be big Landon Beasley. He gets up, and he's going to go back to the huddle. He must have got knocked up right there and knocked down hard. A little bit of a hitch in his giddy up.
Makai Birch on the stop.
It will be a first down. Ball's at the 41-yard line. Bethlehem Christian sprinting out there, getting in position. Ball's basically in the middle of the field. Three wideouts on the near side, one on the far. Back is Grady, looking to pass. Got a man over here. That's John. The big man's got the ball. They got to hit him two or three high. They finally, good job. They swarmed on him there around the 35 and brought him down. Give him about five. It'll be second down and five now from the 36-yard line.
Well, Kohler hit him first, but then it took about three more to bring him down. Boy, you're right. John is an impressive athlete.
He's a big, strong kid, isn't he? He's 6'2", senior, weighs about 200 pounds. Man, he is just an athlete. Second down, short five, long four. 9 minutes exactly left here in regulation. One wide out near side, two the far side. One back, which is Grady, as always, next to Goodwin. One guy in a slot. That's Autry. Takes it. Goodwin hands off to Grady. Grady picks his hole, goes through there, gets an easy first down to the 25. Maybe a little bit further. One guy, it's going to be at the 25 from where I'm standing right there.
It is.
Yep, right on the 25. First down and 10 is Bethlehem Christian. Trying to go down and retake the lead.
Yeah, their offensive line is doing such a good job. None of the four defenders down on the line of scrimmage are touching. I mean, they're not even touching Grady until he gets into the middle of the field.
Grady again. Oh, he got hit that time, but he still got a yard out of it.
I think somebody was on the stunt that time and happened to guess
that was
right.
Brooks Farmer coming in from the linebacker position to get the line of scrimmage. So
Tristan Harris there close to. He had to come open the defensive end like he did on the last play. He's one of those sophomores you're talking about, Harper, the big sophomore class that they have here at Lakeview. But, you know, Grady really picks his holes well, doesn't he? I mean, the offensive line is doing a good job, but Grady is just picking, choosing his holes and turning it into 5-6 yards at a clip.
Second down, 8. Snap to Goodwin, looking to pass. Throws it over the top. Little floater up there. 2 defenders.
Incomplete.
They knocked it away right there at the last second. Trying to get it to John, who outsized his guy down there. Harper, he looked like he had him by a couple inches.
Yeah, I think Micah Birch is hurt. He landed on his hip, maybe, or his back, and so he's a little slow getting
up. He was one of the ones that were given double coverage on John that time, which is probably one of the reasons it went incomplete. But, yeah, he's shaking up a little bit. They're going to
might be a cramp the way he's walking there, Gary. Trainer's out there, and the headmaster out checking on him.
It's funny, you know. I mean, cramping on a night like this, but you can't predict sometimes when those cramps. I was just sitting around the other day and got a cramp in my hamstring, so, I mean, I sympathize with these guys.
Well, yeah, but now we got to look at the age gap in there, too.
Gary, you got to talk about that. You got to get in shape before you get cramps.
Gary should be in shape, though. He has to walk the halls at school every day.
Yeah, and walking the sidelines here on Friday night.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. As tall and lean as Micah Birch is, Cheyenne John jumped, 4 or 5 inches higher than him. He had a chance to get it. That was a 50-50 ball. Godwin just threw it up there and said, all right, whoever gets it, and I think my guy's going to do it. And he was sure close to coming down with it.
Now, he's favoring his leg, hip, as he comes back across through there as you got the trainer out there with the head coach and headmaster all checking on him.
I don't think if he's not double covered, I think he comes down with that ball.
Mm-hmm. That one
he's walking like Gary is. He's coming off the field right now, though. You see the little limp that he's got?
Yep.
Gary, he's watching you on the sideline.
Well, when he gets as much metal as I have in my hips and knees, then he can limp a little bit better.
About magnets? Does he have any magnets to help keep his chiropractic balance in shape?
I just avoid them. I'm afraid I'm going to get sucked into one.
Yep. All right. 7:43, 22 all. Bethlehem Christian with the football.
Now, the good news for this break is that now both sides, the offensive line especially, have had, and then defense, of course, get a chance to get a little bit of a breather.
Well, let's see how they go out there now. We've got 3rd down, 8 yards to go. Grady in the backfield next to Goodwin. One guy in a slot and 3 wideouts. 2 on the far side. Ball's in the middle of the field. Goodwin been passed. Back looking, pressure at the last minute. Throws it deep over the middle.
No, touchdown.
He caught it down there.
He caught it. Yes,
in the back
did.
Of the zone. There's going to be a flag on number 13, Crunk Chunko. He got up, stood over the defender after he caught it. That'll be a penalty after that. Penalized on the extra point, which could be big if that's what I think it is.
Well, I was hoping the defenders would have a chance to just knock the ball down.
Mm-hmm.
But Chunko again leaps up and is able to catch it up by his shoulders. We'll see what the penalty is here.
Well, I was watching him. He wrestled that ball away from the defenders.
Yeah, it's going to be unsportsmanlike.
And then gets up quickly and does a little taunting. We'll just say that's what he did.
What it is.
He gets over the defender who was down. Now, do you want to take the penalty at the kick? No. They're not going to. They'll take it on the ensuing kickoff.
We'll do it on the kickoff instead of the extra point. So Kraft will be kicking the extra point. And is that 19, the holder? That's Mazzells doing the holding. He's the kick. The hold is up, and it is good. 20.
That's looking extra point he's had tonight.
9:22 with 7:33 remaining.
All right, Lions got to catch it. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security,
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school.
Updating the Longstreet Cafe scoreboard. I had the wrong score wrong earlier. Gaines on top of seconds are now 41-14 in the fourth quarter. Cherokee Bluff on top of West Hall, 54-15.
All right, so Kraft is ready to kick off for Bethlehem Christian. They're little pooch kick going to come down short right here. Caught it at the 48, the 50, down to the 45 of Bethlehem Christian.
That's Aben Labuti. That's his third time tonight that he's been able to retrieve a ball. He's called fair catches on two others. This time he doesn't. He gains about 10 yards. Nice job, Aben.
That one didn't really go as planned, did it? JT Gunner made the tackle, but I think maybe they expect him to either fair catch it or maybe bobble it or something. I don't get that.
Yeah. On a short field, I'm with you, Gary. Here you give him an extra 10 yards, and now it's only 45 yards. To be able to tie this ball game up.
That's right.
7:28. Birch with Kohler in the backfield. Four wideouts. Ball on the short side.
Blitz.
Gets it. Man coming after him. They got to throw it in a hurry. They get it over there to Nashawn. Nashawn got through the 35 down to about the 36-yard line. Close to the first down.
That was pretty cool by Birch just to stand in there. I think one of the rushing linemen actually got a finger on it, and they still came down with the ball.
Cooper Navarro. Boy, well, he has a... That's a play-saving tackle right there because if he gets to get one more break, Nashawn just needed to get through him, and that's probably an extra 15, 20 yards that he's able to pick up. Instead, he settles for 9, which is a nice pickup there on first down. You can do just about anything. Play action, go over the top, probably hit your brother, maybe hit Micah if he's recovered.
Second down, 1. I'm going to take the snap. Oh, he's going to keep it himself. He faked to the running back. He's going to have the first down, bounced off his own guy down to about – the 30-yard line.
Yeah, caught from behind that time by Cooper Navarro, but that was a good play.
Yeah, did a nice job. He bounced off his own back right there, who was getting blocked into him, and then was able to get about 5 yards and get the first down.
It's called collateral damage, guys, when you may have to hit your own guy. The play was damaged at the beginning. A blitzing linebacker not picked up ends up making contact with Kohler in the backfield. And yeah, great job of Birch just trying to make something out of nothing, and he gets the first down to the 30-yard line.
I think Kohler might have been the one that was supposed to get that ball, but when he saw he's getting tackled, Birch pulled it out of his belly and took it on his own.
Makai and Nolan Idle on the far side. Chiari has it. Throws a lob up in the top.
Incomplete. Oh, that's got to be pass interference.
They're saying no.
Oh.
Why is that?
Oh.
Holy moly. Wow. The defender never turned around to see the ball. The offensive guy did. That's got to be interference.
Oh, he was pushing him.
Yeah. That's got to be. Wow. Second down and 10 now. A good lob up there in the corner.
Wow.
So instead of being there at the 15-yard line, it's back second down for the 30.
Mike, what's that saying about a cow in Texas?
Second down and 10. Ball's to 30. Four wideouts looking to pass again. A quick one this time complete over here to Nashawn. Nashawn got wrapped up hard right there. Only about a 2-yard gain to about the 28 maybe.
Caldwell hit him, and then Navarro, I think, came in and kind of piled on a little bit there.
I'll go ahead and say it for you, Gary. If that wasn't a penalty, they ain't a cow in Texas.
I'm telling you, and they're letting them play here, brother.
Third down, gave him about 4 on that last one. Third down and about 6. Long 5, short 6 for Lakeview.
Quick little slant there by Nashawn Dorsey, who was interfered with on the play earlier. But
now Birch
catches the ball, and he's spinning around. And while he's spinning, he's trying to break free, and that's when Navarro hits him hard and knocks him down.
Three wideouts.
Got to protect offensive line.
Tied in this time. Kohler on the left-hand side of his quarterback. Chiari looking. Takes the snap, looking to pass. Now he's going to have to run. Nothing there. He got away from one guy. Cuts it right in the middle. Still running. He's going to make nothing out of something. Something out of nothing right there. And gets down inside the 30.
He got the first down.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Got inside the 20.
Wow. Harper, how did he do that? Just kept his feet under him and kept dodging and ducking.
He was like a pinball.
He's in the red zone now.
That's called speed corn maze, because he was going left and right and back and knocking into his own guys and other guys. Where's the spot, Gary? They gave it to him?
he's inside the 20. They make him.
Sam first down, his helmet came off.
He's got to come out for a play.
So that's number 22.
Well, they backed it up just a tad, guys. It's the nose of the football.
Down.
Yeah, the nose of the football is just touching the 20 now.
But they got 22. They don't have 22 on their roster.
There's no 22 on the roster. That's who the quarterback is. Interesting. Now they're going to take a timeout, and it's going to be, I think, on Lakeview. It's timeout either way.
They'll take it with them with a score. Touchdown ahead for Bethlehem Christian. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and don't need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
So Bethlehem Christian called the timeout. They're leading 29-22.
And we're inside of 5 minutes to play, guys.
Yeah, 4:53, 29-22, as Mike said. Lakeview with the football.
So Lewis Roberts, who's only a sophomore, comes in for at least a single play.
Lewis steps in as Chiari had to come after his helmet came off. Chiari hands off to the running back. And that's going to be Kohler. And Kohler keeps that Galeeks running down inside of 15 to about the 13-yard line.
That was strong. Well, Lewis Roberts did what he wanted to do and what he needed to do. He just handed it off, and it was a good game.
He's going to let her. You know, we win this ball game, he's going to get a Letterman jacket and everything for that play.
Sophomore quarterback, 6'3". How about that? Lewis able to get about, the running back, Kohler, gets about 7 yards, a second down and three. Chiari back in the game, 4 wideouts for Lakeview. Chiari takes the high snap, hands, makes it, goes out to the far side.
Throw it away.
Of people throws it out. Oh, man, caught it. That's Kohler. Kohler to 15, 13, 10. Wow. Just flipped it up there as he's going down, Gary. Wow, it was right in front of you.
Lemonade and chicken salad out of that play. You know, I'm telling you, that one should have been a 10-yard loss, and instead it's a gain and a first down.
First down and goal inside the 10. How about that?
How about that?
Keep playing, score.
Riker Kohler stays back, helps out, picks it up, and goes down the sideline, gets about 6 big yards.
That was Michael Vick, Fran Tarkenton, Roger Staubach, all thrown in one, avoiding a massive blitz. The offensive line, got to give your quarterback some time, fellas. Don't get a penalty, though.
Yeah.
But first and goal at the 9.
3 minutes, 39 seconds left here in fourth quarter. Lakeview needing a touchdown and an extra point. Three guys in the backfield. That's the first time we've seen that one. Hands off to Kohler. Kohler got tackled from behind by a big man. He might have got a yard.
That was one of the strangest shotgun formations I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, it had
three
tailback
guys running, like a pistol with two guys flanking the quarterback. And it only went for for no yards.
Yeah,
no gain
got
at
back
all.
The line of scrimmage.
He might got 8 inches on that, but it's back in the middle of the field.
Second and goal at the 9.
Tell you what, guys, if we run play action off that, you know, you fake that up the middle because they're going to load that box up, and you let Nolan Idle kind of sneak behind there, or Brooks Farmer.
2:47 and running. Chiari. Riker beside him on his left. Puts a man in motion. That's Michon or that's Makai. Looking to throw, and now he's going to run it. trying to get away and doesn't get anything out of that one. Might have got a few more inches. It's third down. Wow.
I think they're giving progress to the eight. Let's see where they spot him.
Side judge to the eight, maybe?
Yeah, but I gave him a half a yard. So
half
it's
yard.
Eight and a half. But
eight and a half, third down.
You know, what they were gambling on was that the blitz would run past the quarterback, and it almost did. Timeout.
Timeout call.
We'll take it with them. One more timeout. 29-22 Bethlehem Christian over Lakeview Academy. Back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
That's two plays for touchdown to possibly tie or win this football game. A big third down play here for the Lions.
Third down and goal. Just inside the 10-yard line, around the 8.5, maybe 9-yard line. You'll have two wideouts on this side, two wideouts on the far side. Same setup with Chiari in the backfield, with Riker Kohler on his left. Got a block this time, big line. And it's going to be number 7, Makai and Roder. They throw it out there.
Oh,
incomplete.
He wasn't late. Wasn't ready.
Yep. Threw it behind him, trying to get it to Riker. Threw it behind him. Big lineman fell on it just in case, but that was an incomplete pass, and it'll bring up fourth down and goal.
A lot of pressure, and
yeah, when brought
Birch,
the house.
Birch turned it loose a little too soon because another two strides, and Riker Kohler looks back, but he never saw it coming.
Right.
And he caught it out of the corner of his eye and tried to turn around and catch it, but that wasn't going to happen. So here's your ball game right here, fellas.
2:04.
They're going to call timeout. They need to. Absolutely.
Yeah, fourth down.
Yeah. Fourth down. They'll call another timeout with 2:04.
Let's keep it right here, guys. Got a final score for you. Oconee County has beaten East Hall 28-14. We'll see the Vikings next Friday night as they play host to Jefferson here on 97.5 Glory FM. And Jefferson in a battle with Monroe area. I'll try to get a score for that for you in a moment.
You know, East Hall is just so close, aren't they? Huh? They're
yes, yep. They are.
They're just a
they're 0-2 in the region now.
Touchdown or two away, or a play or two away, and it's been tough for the Vikings this year. I mean, they're not getting blown out.
Again, stay tuned after the ball game. We'll bring you the GHSA Friday night scoreboard. They'll be back with you for the final score from 11 until midnight here on 97.5 Glory FM. Tomorrow, Harper's with us with Dave Cohen live from Atlanta, starting at 3 with the Panther pregame show, kickoff of college football at 3:30 with Georgia State and James Madison.
All right, half the timeout. Bethlehem Christian takes a knee with their coach on the far side, Coach Robinson. And the Lakeview Lions all huddled up around Lee Coleman, and the offensive coaches decide what play to call.
Roderick Robinson.
Yep. Big thing they got to do right here is block and give Chiari some time to run through there, maybe.
Bethlehem trying to win their sixth ball game of the season. Lakeview trying to win its fourth.
Chiari, single setback, back there by himself. Open backfield.
No, they're going to call timeout.
Five wideouts. Timeout, Bethlehem this time.
Yep.
They have one timeout left.
That Nashawn Dorsey all by himself on the short side of the field, that would have been scary for me too. I think he's going to run a post route and just try to get in the middle of the field in between the safety who'll be at underneath the goalposts.
Well, this is it. I mean, this is not a third down play. This is a fourth down play, and it's fourth and goal, so you got to score or you turn it over.
Yeah.
And you turn it over with no timeouts basically left, or maybe one.
The biggest thing I see, Gary, is you got to cut your splits down if your offensive line and just protect your gap. You create some sort of a safe pocket there for my quarterback to be able to look the field over. And if my guy that I'm going to isn't available, I got to get the ball out quickly to my secondary guy. I don't think I'll have time to get the tertiary, the third
and,
guy.
And Bethlehem could be a penalty maybe.
Bethlehem has been awfully tough against the run. I mean, they basically run three plays and gotten 0 yards.
Yeah, they've tightened up the defense on the run game here in the second half as Bethlehem against Lakeview.
Yeah.
Let's see what they do right here.
You got to throw it. You got to throw it in the end zone or close to it.
Christian Dykes, a sophomore who has been a big contributor for the Lions this year, who is out with a bum ankle out there with a one leg up on a wheeler.
Yeah, I got the little
different,
cart.
Different
little
formation. Cart. So they come out
patting him on the head.
Now Nashawn Dorsey's lined up as the left tight end.
And now they split. They got three on the far side with the tight end. A setback on the right side.
Another timeout.
Kiari, and that's going to be another timeout. This one's called.
This is by Bethlehem.
By Bethlehem. That'll be their last one.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. You can call multiple timeouts on the same play.
Yeah, you can call back to back.
Same team?
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. Same team.
Yeah,
I know in the pros you can't do that anymore. Because you got TV to worry about.
Well,
in high school, you only got to worry about Mike and the radio crew.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the pros, you can't celebrate either. So, I mean, it's, you know. It's called the No Fun League, is what I understand.
That's let's see this in, guys, for this play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on 97.5
Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Approaching the top of the hour. Here we are. Fourth down play. Lakeview has to score a touchdown to keep the game going.
Bethlehem Christian comes back out on the field defensively. Lakeview coming out of their huddle now. 29-22. 2:04 remaining in regulation. You will have Nolan Idle out wide. You'll have Makai Birch out wide.
Trips right.
All on the far side. Kohler in the backfield. Kiari takes it. Oh, he fumbled the snap. He picks it up. He's going to throw it right in the middle. He can intercept it.
Oh, intercept.
Doggone it. He threw it a little high. He jumped up, tipped it off his fingers, and then Ryland Shields
yeah.
intercepts it.
It threw him off, Joe. He had to turn around, and yep. he did a yeoman's job just to come down with it. I mean, after all of those timeouts, and then you have a bad snap.
And then
that just threw his timing completely off. He threw it right to Shields.
Right to him. Man alive. Fourth and goal with a chance. Had four shots inside the 10.
And their third turnover of the ball game, and again, failure inside the red zone, as Coach Coleman talked about.
1:55. Lakeview only has one timeout. Bethlehem has none left.
Well, and the game's not over. You got one timeout. You know, you get a stop here, you're going to get the ball back, and you're going to get it back in fairly good field position. But it didn't take them back out of the inside the 10. It's at the 14 now on the far side. So. If you're Bethlehem Christian, you got to get a first down or two.
You got to get a first down. That great Grady's been running the ball like crazy here. Well,
they're not going to throw the ball at risk of an incomplete pass with a timeout. They're going to run the football.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Michael, on that.
Yeah, or risk an interception.
Two wideouts, one on either side. As I look through this little side window.
Well, they're acting like they're going to take a knee of victory.
Well, everybody moved right there on the line. The offensive line, defensive line, is that they took a knee?
Called timeout.
Did something happen?
I think they did take a knee. I don't get that at all.
No, I believe Lakeview called it. Somebody must have called a timeout.
We did.
All right, Lakeview called the timeout.
Last timeout.
Lakeview called the timeout.
Yep, they did. Lakeview called the time, 29-22 with 1:52 remaining.
Well, again, we'll keep it right here, folks.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is really interesting.
Well, the fact here also that the play clock is now not working, so right. We won't know how much time the officials, could they do 39 seconds? Will they go 42?
Well, you lost a yard, so now you got it at your 13.
Yeah. Well, they must have taken the knee.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, right. Victory formation.
Well, that happened, I'd say they had to. Huh.
Let's see how this plays out.
This
I might have let them try to run one more. They're going to use all of the play clock. You're right, though,
yep.
there.
Yep.
So you probably got a coach on the sideline that's got a stopwatch or something on his phone or something, and they're keeping. So they're going to let them
Well, they'll punt
use
with
as
about
much 20, time as they
20
can.
Seconds left. If now they come into regular formation. So they took the knee.
Yep. You got Goodwin with Grady. A couple of wideouts far side. Wouldn't be surprised if they take another one because they can't stop it anymore.
They got a big lineman.
They're going to take it. They're going to hand off to Grady. Grady's going to try and bust through there, but he can't get anything. The clock will run now. And it'll be third down in about seven now, maybe six, as he gets about 4.5 yards. It'll be 1:39 and running here with no timeouts left. And they'll run it down to right close to a minute. And that'll make it fourth down, so they'd have to get it in and make it fourth down.
By making Lakeview burn that timeout, though, now you've lessened your margin of error, so to speak. Lakeview's probably going to get it back, but they're not going to have much time on the clock.
Yeah. Third down. Good one. They'll snap it with about 1 minute left here.
Well, they got some big number 81 back there for a block.
Trying to run off that with Grady. Grady's going to have the first down and more as he gets the easy first down, and that'll be your ball game right there as he's going to get out and get about 8 or 9 yards to get the big first down with 52 seconds left.
They brought Dylan Smith back in there. He's listed. Oh, gosh, he's got to be bigger than 185 pounds. They brought him back in there as a blocking back, and he led the way, and that led to the first down.
Yep. And that big 81, big 57, got up and moved from one side to the other two.
You just look at a depth chart. You got, 25 guys, 30 guys that are, waiting just on offense for their chance to play. And
might have been 61 they brought in, Joe.
It was.
Spears,
it's a big
265.
Guy.
Yeah, I thought they was a little bigger than that.
He became the fullback there on that one, just lead block, and he's still there. That's probably a special formation that they have just for the
you get that short yardage they needed, and man, boy, did he lead the way. He cleared it out.
They may take the penalty here as it runs down under 15 seconds. And,
he went out of bounds. It should have stopped. They stopped the clock, and then they rewound it again. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's kind of a moot point at this juncture.
2-1. That'll end your ball game. 29-22. Bethlehem Christian comes from behind and wins the ball game.
A heck of a game.
So they improved to 6-2 overall, 5-0 in region play in the GIAA. Lakeview Academy drops to 3-4 for their second loss in region play. We'll see if that affects the Lions later on in the season when the state playoffs begin. Again, they'll be one of the top 10 teams in the state. They're back here on Thursday night with a game against Kings Academy.
Short turnaround out there, these Thursday night
games. Yeah, and then you're not going to be able to practice too hard after Monday.
That's true.
And then you'll have two games left with the season ending on October 24th, the first round of the playoffs. On Halloween night on October 31st for the GIAA. And we'll be with you coming up next Friday night as we'll bring you the game between East Hall and Jefferson. Stay tuned. We'll wrap things up for you in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered. So we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
And back here at Lakeview Academy one more time. What a game we had. Not quite as exciting as last week, but boy, it came almost that exciting, guys.
Yeah, they, Lakeview played their tails off tonight. I think they just ran out of gas there in the fourth quarter because Bethlehem Christian was able to just run it there in the third and fourth quarter there, Harper.
You take the lead, then there's a tie, and you got a chance to, make a stop. You don't, and then it goes back. You're down, and you got a chance with just a couple of minutes left to go on the clock. It's fourth down. You need to get this completion, and things go a little bit awry for you. I'm not disappointed, though. I think the coaching staff and everybody at Lakeview has got their hands full because you got a roster that
you got 27 hurt, on the roster and two guys hurt.
Two
so
guys are hurt.
25
Do the math, okay? Yeah. I mean, they're smart people here, and so it's a tough challenge each and every week, and you're going against a very good football team, and you took them right down to the wire. So.
Well, as hard as they played in the first half, give Lakeview credit, man. They played their tails off and beat Bethlehem in the first half the way I look at it.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be fair to say if we just had one more guy, any position, if I had a left tackle,
I had that penalty that should have called there on that interference,
exactly.
Didn't get, that's what I would love to have seen,
yep.
Harper.
Yep. I think you look back at it, I think
they still got it. They weren't going to score on that. Excuse me for interrupting, Joe. But they would have had better field position, obviously.
Correct. Exactly. Kept the drive going.
And the momentum, yes. But Bethlehem, they tightened up when they needed to. And three stops there on some runs and a pick,
But a very impressive running game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The first half, the Grady kid couldn't get open. I mean, couldn't get much. He'd get a few here and there, whatever. Lakeview did a good job of stopping him, but the second half he almost run wild there a lot of times there, Harper, as he got a lot of yardage busting through the line early.
Yeah, he was very consistent on this little read option that gets the ball from the right side. Let's say he's lined up behind the right guard, and he goes around where the left tight end is, and first down, big play, another first down, 7 yards, tough to stop, and it proved to be enough to win the game there for Bethlehem.
Yep.
Again, even though it was a loss for the home team, I'm glad we were here this evening, guys, to ring our listeners another exciting game in this private school football is very best with Lakeview Academy falling to Bethlehem Christian by a final score of 29-22. Once again, a short week for the Lions. They're back at home on Thursday night, and they'll take on the Kings Academy. Then we're back with you on Friday night as we'll bring you the Region 8 AAA matchup between Jefferson and East Hall. Our broadcast starts with the Long Street Cafe pregame show at 7:05. Kick off the game at 7:30 p.m. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll bring you the GHSA Friday night scoreboard. Then I'm back with you at 11 with the final score on 97.5 Glory FM. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning at 9:05 for the Saturday morning sports show. Then we bring you college football tomorrow as Dave Cohen joins Harper LaBelle for college football with Georgia State as they take on James Madison. Once again, the final score was Bethlehem Christian 29, Lakeview Academy 22. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM. Great job by our producer up the street, Nathan Laddy. And for Joe Gaylett, Gary Glenn, and Harper LaBelle, I'm Mike Warford. You've been tuned to Friday Night Football North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, and by Long Street Cafe. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.